There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toes slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April's scrim to Aaron's glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on her own. Show. Revenge porn to felony. It's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent. His empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat. Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble. Piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to This Little Piggy, a Steel Toe morning show, evening show, afternoon show, roundtable discussion. I'm Patrick Melton from Nobody Likes Onions, and you are grist for the mill. Why don't you go ahead and start kicking in now? It's early, but it's the last day of the month. We need to make our nut. How about you get it going? Venmo, Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Tips, memberships, gifted memberships, Super Chats, which we don't like because they take too much of the money and stuff, but we'd love to have it. We are a little short today, and we do need your money. All of this is about your money. Waiver gets it. B Smiley gets it. Although 99 cents, I don't even know what to do here. So please, please, please give me your dollars.
No Carl equals no vapid yelling.
Hold on. I got the wrong fucking camera. You're not even able to see my shit. Hold on a second. I'm not letting anybody else on this program until I fix my shit. Nobody else gets to come on here. I selected the right to come on, you pieces of shit. Hold on. I got to play this. This came in yesterday.
No Carl equals no vapid yelling. I'm in.
Thanks, Coach Jim Jones Beverage Factory, Beverage Company, for that. KJ gets it. She's kicking in 10 gifteds. We'll start soon. I just need a little bit of money to feel motivated. I don't even get it. Thank you very much, KJ. We appreciate all of that. And then Mistress Meg kicking in, of course, as well. And FKA the Ghetto Base. So this is a good start, I guess. If this is all you guys can afford, Spectre and us. I guess if you give us this much.
Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
20 members. This is fine to start. This is fine. Ladies and gentlemen from New Zealand, we have our favorite Kiwi. Oh, fuck. We just got 100 from Baumer. This it's a good start. It's a good start. Imagine Steel Toe. We've already made what Steel Toe earns on a day. We've already made it. Moody, how are you doing?
I'm good. We've heard what the people want, and we've given it to them. They said no Carl, no Tuki. We just want more Moody and Melton.
We just want the intellectuals.
It's quite it's quite funny. It's like Mad Libs when you read the comments or the chat. It's like there's a person that hates every single one of us and says the show would be better if Carl wasn't there, or the Tuki the puppet makes things not serious. Or
it's almost like the internet can't agree on anything.
Right.
And thank you again for Rerun for the $3. We appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, the special guest for our first hour on today's program, and he's videoed up, Nick Riccata.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
I don't think you're going through the wrong mic. You're getting a lot of Aaron Imholt room echo, like KB. But it doesn't matter. It sounds good.
I'll fix it.
We'll let you figure it out. How you doing, Nick? What's new with you?
Well, I was good until you told me my mic was shit.
Yeah, I just want to cry. I get it. You're new to streaming.
Yeah. Why is your camera always positioned like you're standing at the end of our bed?
Because I am.
Right. It's like an undercover cop's come in and set down a purse with a hidden camera in it, and it's recording the room.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on with you? I get, because I'm used to doing the top down angle. That's the fat girl angle. That's what I
I was tired of looking diminutive. Now I need to look leering and creepy. Plus, I need people to be able to see that there's no cocaine in my nose at any given time.
Yeah, that's probably a good, probably a smart move. Nick, I hear you've been subpoenaed.
Haven't you had enough court? I barely had any. But no. Oh, yeah, there we go. Why did it fucking switch here? Hold on. I'll have this fixed in just a moment.
Classic. Classic, it's fine. Nick.
Yeah, new to streaming. We get it.
I literally have no idea. This is better, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have no idea. It was like it picked up a webcam. I don't have a webcam plugged in, so I don't know what it was grabbing at all. I have no clue what microphone was being used.
It's fine. First of all, it's not good for a guy like you to have a mic in your house that you're not aware of. Maybe the cop planted it.
There's a Fed mic. They're like, oh, shit.
Abort. Strap in for an hour of sweeping, everybody. We're here to pump Nick up and put Aaron down. That's what we do here, and that's why he pays us. So
yeah. That's the only way to read things is if you don't like Aaron or you criticize him, it means you love Nick. So,
which Nick, is the correct thing to do. That's the right answer, is loving me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know why you would choose something else. I'm lovable.
Nick, I want to kick it off with a clip today.
Thank you for not killing yourselves.
Oh, wow.
When am I getting that meat fridge? Nick, Slow Wife's been bugging me about it, and I promised I'd get to her for her birthday.
Patty, please, where's my salami? I'm starving.
I have to bring this to Hackamania. We need to like rope it off like an exhibit in a museum. Like,
I'll try and get it there before Hackamania. That shouldn't be a problem.
What is it doing? Just sitting in a corner, not being used?
No, it's just sitting plugged in next to like it. Same place it's been. It's been sitting next
Holy
to my bed.
Holy shit! And every time you look at it, it's just cold memories of days gone by. all right, I want to watch this clip. This is Aaron M. Holt. He has some, do you know this guy, Aaron M. Holt? He has some feelings about you, I guess.
Probably warm, gooey feelings, I would find him.
Can't
imagine.
Hear it. Oh, he
then $2
it.
Ace writes Nick's wig. Did you see what that fucking drunk cunt said about me today?
Now, look, I don't, at,
I didn't
at the
even
risk
say
of
it.
Having you lie again about your drinking habits, are you drinking? Are you drunk?
No, I can drink right now. I am legally allowed to drink right now. I'm on no restrictions at all. I have found that I don't really enjoy whiskey like I used to. I don't know if it's like a subconscious thing where my brain's trying to prepare me for the fact that I'm not going to be able to drink for once I'm sentenced for like, you know, a year to longer. I have no idea how long it's going to be. So I haven't really enjoyed alcohol much lately. I've drank plenty, but I haven't enjoyed it that much.
Maybe it's like a sense memory. Maybe you've locked the taste of whiskey to this entire experience now. Yeah. And you just don't want anything to do with any of it.
Yeah, it kind of sucks because I really enjoyed whiskey, but you know, oh well.
When you've had something for a while, it you kind of lose the taste for things you don't have for a while. It's like if you kick sugar for a little bit. Yeah, you can't really eat it that much.
Yeah. Do you just real quick, there's been a lot of projection this week about you and your alcoholism and drinking. And you've made statements before about Aaron. I think you said last night in my chat that Aaron used to start drinking at 9 a.m.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. There are plenty of days where I started drinking at 9 a.m. too. I was usually like if I had had a bad day.
Aaron Imholta has all the makings of a family annihilator. He must be in prison for the sake of the children. The children and...
Wait, the NN children? I thought Planned Parenthood took care of those.
Jesus Christ. So, I just like, real quick about that, about Aaron drinking. Yeah, like, so he would drink at your house, like your whiskey. He would just start pouring it at 9 a.m.?
No, he would, typically, April would go out and buy him a proper beer. I hate beer. So April would go buy beer. Michelob Golden, I believe, was one of the common ones. And he would drink at 9 a.m. This is usually at his house. He wasn't usually at my house at 9 a.m., right? Like, because he was usually doing his show.
So they would take – is this true? Like, they would take two cars over to your house so that he could leave and go do his show and April would just stay there?
Mm-hmm.
That's
so insane. You live an hour away. Like, they would bring two gas-guzzling trucks.
And I would tell him over and over, like, you can just use my studio. I have a giant industrial green screen that I've never actually gotten around to using. But it's like, we could hang the green screen, put your Steel Toe logo behind you. No big deal. Like, we could do that for you, and you could just broadcast from here. Like, you're, why leave? And my setup is, my setup is a giant tax write-off, right? And and I was very successful. And so my camera is like a $5,000 camera. And I have great mics. I've like 10 different audio
interfaces. We get it. You have a trust fund. We get it.
That's a funny one. But like, I have all this stuff. I have a way better monitor set up. Like, there's way more land, real estate to use. And he just was like, no, I need to go back to my shitty two screens and my 720p camera.
Did you, like, okay. I mean, how many times did you ever do a show with him in his studio?
I did. Yes. Did I do a show? I did one of my shows from his studio once. But I don't know if I did a show with him in his studio.
I might have been on the Steel Toe Morning Show from his studio. I don't remember that.
What was your, can you give us like your impression of his studio? Tell us about it. Tell us about that room. Tell us about when you first walked down and saw the big clunky TVs. And
okay, no, he doesn't have big clunky TVs. He has rather small monitors. They're
thick. I mean, we've seen them. They're like,
yeah, they're cheap. Oh, they're clunky that way, but they're like 27 inch monitors. They're not big. They're not even, I don't think they're over 30 inches. And they're 1080
monitor.
They're 1080p. Not as far away as he has them though. Like, cause he has them. Got it. When I did my show from there, it was really hard to read the chats cause it's a 1080p monitor. And it's pretty far away and it's not huge. Like, I'm looking at, I have a 43 inch 4K monitor is my main screen. So, like, I'm not used to having two small monitors that I have to, like, squint and look Japanese to see. And so
what's
it was
the computer setup. Like, what's the mic setup? I mean, is it just like when you walk down, give us your first impressions?
So it is his basement. His basement is one kind of large family room. And then there's a laundry room off to the right. And then to the left is a bathroom. The understairs closet where Gordy was trapped, then a bathroom, then a bedroom. The setup is this giant, it was a giant curtain. You couldn't see anything, right? It's the giant Steel Toe banner.
Right.
That sits behind him. That's like an actual physical giant banner, and it's huge. And so then you kind of go around that, and it's this probably 12 feet long banner. And so it's like 12 feet by 5 feet wide at best.
And you would sit and stare at the wall that he uses as a backdrop now, right? You would like look, you'd be looking at that wall.
That shelf was on the other side of the desks. And so there's a desk and then the shelf, and those monitors are sitting on the shelf. They're not mounted on the wall or anything. Cause he could mount them onto, you know, swivel arms or something and bring them a lot closer and make his life easier. But that would require, you know, $12
effort
and 30 minutes of work.
Yeah, it's like when he bought the, he said that the boom arm was like the old radio days, but he only bought one for himself and left April the table stand. Even though table stands work way better for his setup, but from his mind, only the radio guy gets the radio arm.
Yeah.
And so it was.
The table stand problem, like, they're fine, except for the fact that if you touch the table, like if you are sitting next to a spastic, spastic boxing coach, like he's going to pound on the table and it comes through the mic. It's like,
and it falls off all the time. It's like his wrist can't torque the nut enough to clip it to the table. So it like, it every time he moves it after about a week, it just falls off and he has to reattach it every week.
These wrists couldn't do it.
You did call
guys,
him a coach,
I don't
though,
know.
You also said something yesterday that you went to the gym with him maybe 10 times and you never saw him lift a weight.
We would drive up to the gym. He would go only on Thursdays, and he'd go Thursday afternoon or Thursday evenings or whatever. where he would get to do that.
Sorry, Nick, like, how do you even approach this, like, to your polycule? You go to a boxing gym. How do you, tell your polycule, let's all go to the gym and watch me work out? Like, how does...
Can I pause it? I have a theory. Look, there's four of them. One of them's clearly the alpha. One of them's the he works out, he sweats, he looks better with a shirt off. So I imagine the women definitely want to go check that out. And then Nick, admitted homosexual, wants to also go watch Aaron eat the sweat off his tits.
So the reason that I would go is because April would go with him to the gym.
What was that about? Was that an ego thing that he needed her to come?
She would go work out. Like, she actually went and lifted. It was embarrassing. It was like, she's over there and she's like, you know, doing reverse flies or working squats, which is always great. And I'd be hanging out by her. Like, and I'm not sitting here saying I was lifting much. I was mostly hanging out. We would listen to music and talk.
Spotting.
And no, she didn't need a spot. I would sit there and just hang out, and I would do a little bit of lifting, but nothing serious, because I don't fucking care. I would go hang out with her. Sit in the ring and do like random sparring with guys from time to time.
Her on the show has always been like, you know, like he was jealous. We know that her ex-boyfriend worked at that factory where she worked. And then when he made her quit, we feel like that was like out of jealousy and like mistrust. He didn't want her there all day with somebody she had been with, and he wanted to like control her by having her work from the house. So I always found it odd that he would like leave her at your house. And that's why I have the theory that like he kind of saw this all coming and was letting her go. He wanted out of this, and he saw that as an opportunity to, because he was such a controlling guy. He needed her at his house. He needed her to quit her job. And now all of a sudden he's okay with her taking her own car to another dude's house.
It was so weird because everything he complains about with April was his idea. So I didn't talk about this when it happened, but part of the thing that made my life so stressful, I was a fucking wreck from mid-February through getting arrested. This past weekend was rough, but this week's been really good. The reason it was so stressful was our nanny quit unexpectedly, and our driving schedule. So we homeschool our kids, but they do tons of activities. And so throughout the day, five different kids are going to different places to get extracurricular learning. And so we would often require two or even three drivers on a specific day. But when we had the nanny, we were equipped to deal with that. Her leaving in the middle of February was devastating. Aaron's idea was that April could come and fill in as the nanny at our house.
So he sent her away.
Aaron sent her to my house starting in early March to be the nanny. And she would sleep over all the time. Like it was very common for her to just stay the night. Because he would sometimes come out after the show, sometimes not. There were several days where he was not there at all. They were magic. They were blissful.
Because our speculation was, you know, she would show up to the morning show late and she'd be fully wearing dressed. Sometimes she'd jacket. Have her purse around her. Like, so she was coming in from the car. She would bring him gas station garbage on the way home. She would, and like,
he would leave. If he would stay over, he would leave at 4 a.m. And so he'd go set up his show or whatever. Like, you could do all this from my office. Right. No problem. But instead, he would leave at 4 a.m. So he'd have all this time. If she was going to go join him, she wouldn't leave until 5 a.m. Because, you know, she didn't have to be there. And but most of the time, like, she eventually, her leaving the show, she did her last show with on April 1st.
And, yeah, can April fly solo? We
right. Yeah, I know you guys are intimately familiar with all of this.
Right,
but
right.
What you don't know is, like, Aaron was like, he came to me and he's like, yeah, she doesn't need to do the show anymore. It'll be just fine. Like, she can be down here full time as a nanny. And then, like, I'll take over back on the show because I know it's stressing her out. He didn't even talk to her about this. And like, she was really kind of fucking hurt by it because she didn't really want to keep doing the show. But for him to just unilaterally say, no, like, I'll do her this favor, was like, well, that's kind of like being an asshole.
This reminds me of the movie Friday, where they're like, it'll be both of ours. We'll just keep it down at my house. Like, okay. When your nanny quit, why did she quit? Was her husband starting up a podcast and he needed her to be a co-host? Or?
No, she went through a really bad breakup.
I'm kidding. We don't really need to know about your nanny. Go ahead, Moody.
Well, I was listening back. I was watching this old Citizen M clip because it's fascinating to go back and watch this, like, around the time of April with the hindsight that we have now, with the new fact that we've got. So when April left, he was saying she's going to be back on the show next week. She's just taking a step back from the show. Wednesdays, I always want it to be just a solo person. So, in front of the camera, he was very much like, April's going to come back. And it felt like he was protecting. He was like, I need space. She needs space away from the show so we can save our marriage. That's what he was saying.
Candied bacon.
Yeah, the candied bacon was really funny because Aaron was not making candied bacon. He was singing karaoke no. with Kayla and I. We were like one room away. The karaoke room's right next to the kitchen. But he was in singing karaoke and like he would go, he'd take 5 minutes or whatever and go like see what April was up to. But she was making the candied bacon and it's like her mom's recipe or whatever. Aaron doesn't even know how to do anything.
Hold on, is at your house?
Yeah, this is at my house. Yes.
Yeah. He was at his house.
No.
She's upstairs.
No, we've mixed up a lot of different things. He says she's upstairs a lot, and he also said yesterday we were making candied bacon together, and over time that's morphed into she's upstairs making candied bacon.
Got it.
Like that's where that comes from.
He's two different lies.
Yes.
He literally walked into the kitchen as she is pulling the candy bacon out of the oven, talked to her for a couple minutes and was like, yeah, we were making candy bacon together. It's like, no, you weren't. You were shittily singing country songs over and over and over with no concept of melody. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we've seen him freestyle rap. I guess he rapped today on his show a little bit.
Oh, and it was then, so funny.
We like, saw him doing Walking in Memphis. I've seen, like, he's not got any kind of – he's tone deaf. He doesn't have rhythm. I don't know why he enjoys karaoke. What makes people who are like horrible at something enjoy doing something so much?
I don't know. But he would do rap songs all the time, which is so funny because it's like, why are you doing this? Like, you think it's cool to know all the words to a Jay-Z song? Like, that. None of us think that that's particular, like, it's fine, but like none of the people around you think it's cool. If you go out to a karaoke bar and do it, everybody's gonna, like, you get murdered in the wrong area. But most people are like, why is this chubby white guy singing like doing this? Why would anybody stand
Sounds
up and
like
do
jealousy
this?
To me.
Black people don't do it. Like, you don't get up and,
well,
and
black people don't do karaoke. It's not really
they do in really Houston, man. I went to the wrong karaoke bar with Vic Mignogna, and he gets up and starts singing this fucking...
Wow, you know Luca Mignogna?
Vic Mignogna.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, he starts singing Sweet Caroline. All the blacks are like sitting there doing the hand waves. I'm like, what is happening? This is the most horrific thing I've ever seen in my life. Black people love karaoke. It's a fact.
I want to continue this clip about what you, the horse shit you're saying.
You know, if I weren't on the moving onward and moving upward path in my life.
I'm so glad he doesn't talk about it anymore, by the way. Like, once the new year rolled around, he put all this behind him.
It's amazing that the courts haven't caught up to this new personality he's got. Mm-hmm.
Just 8 months, 8 straight months of daily talking about it. He's like, moving on and moving up. But we've all said what we're gonna say on the banner. It's like,
look, I haven't the cum anymore. Let's move on.
9-10 months ago, would have been on the phone with a fucking civil case lawyer.
I love that. First, like he has the money for a lawyer, and like he needs more legal entanglements.
Not to mention, 2 months ago, he's talking about going all the way to the FBI about a supposed leak. So, you don't even need to go back that far for calling someone.
Yeah, it's I don't even know how to get into this.
It's what you've said before, Nick. Like whatever suits him in the present is his reality, and the past, whether it's last week or last year, he's moved on from that. That was when he was a shitty person. Now look, right. If you rewind backwards in that time, he never says I'm shit. The shows are bad. But a year from now, he'll be able to look back and go, those shows were bad. Those shows were shit. It's whatever. It's exactly what you said. His Overton window of reality is whatever he's looking through right now. It's like, yeah, I'm just saying, like, he does window, shift. But, yeah. It's an Overton. I disagree, Moody.
Okay.
I disagree. Look, I'm using it as a metaphor.
You said window, but Overton window says what discourse is acceptable given the current like level of discourse and that shifts. But his is a reality distortion field moves with him.
No, but what he finds acceptable to discuss is also changes on a daily basis.
Yes.
On Valentine's Day, he told us it was too personal to talk about, but now he's spilling out details about what they did on Valentine's Day every day. It's like, it's insane.
SP once texted him if he wanted soup. And he started talking about having sex with her. Like, there's no rule that carries on. It's just whatever he feels.
She's going to rip open a meaty can of Campbell's. And he's like, God, I can't wait to have sex.
Right.
sounds like you guys have never stuck your dick in some warm soup.
I think today. But, me now, it just honestly, I looked at it and I felt pity. I felt sad. In fact, on Twitter today, I even tweeted out an AA quote and I was like, just repeat this. Nick is apparently so embarrassed about the cocaine thing, as he should be. The fact that his daughter tested positive, the fact that, you know, he said, oh, we never had it. It was never around kids. And I had to call him out on that. I'm like, well, that's not true.
He's like, that's not true. I did it around kids. Why would you say that? You weirdo.
Look, I gave the metaphor yesterday of like if you were in your bedroom, in the bathroom, and he's like, it was just two doors away. I said, so by that logic, everyone who takes a shower in a house where children are is around kids nude.
Oh,
like, you know what I mean? Like
Patrick Mapton coming out the gates right now.
But like using that logic, I mean, again, people are at a club and then people go into the bathroom, and do cocaine. Does that mean you're doing cocaine around everyone in the club? Cause the club would kick you out if they knew you were doing cocaine. So I would, I just argue that if the children aren't aware of it, and again, we could argue all day about whether you should be doing cocaine around kids. The answer is no, Nick. But
yeah, here's the thing. We didn't. That's the thing that Aaron is distorting and conflating here, because one of the things we wouldn't do is drugs around the children. Yes, there were drugs in a safe in an ensuite bathroom behind a locked door or two, as it were, if you will. And when the kids were home, we wouldn't do it. Even if Aaron and April came over, we weren't doing drugs if the kids were there, and we weren't having sex in front of children, because who does all of this stuff? I don't know where people, they're like, oh, this must have been happening. It's like, you guys are insane. No, oftentimes my parents live down in Florida, but they have a lake house really close by, and they were here a lot this past year, because when our nanny quit, they knew we were struggling to keep up with getting the kids to all their stuff. And it was really stressful. And I talked to my dad. I was like, hey, can you guys be up here more to help out? Kayla's parents were helping out with her siblings who have really young ones, and they needed some babysitting, and they're, you know, earlier on in their lives.
Parents were happy that you drug them out of Florida in February to come up to Minnesota.
Hey, they like hanging out with their grandkids. They would come up for a week, 10 days at a time, and they'd be like, we'll take the kids, we'll take care of the school, don't worry about it, we got it.
So this is like that week, we know that one week where like April and Aaron were at your house for like 3 or 4 days, and they said they were like snowed in. Yeah, you guys could go out to the store and pick stuff up, but they were snowed in and couldn't get home.
Yeah.
Like, so that would be like during that time, your kids wouldn't be at the house at all, you're saying? They would be at your parents. Yeah.
Correct. Like, I can't think of any time where the kids were home where drugs were out and being used at all. Like, because I can say this now. I haven't been able to say any of this for 8 months because I had a legal defense that I needed to exhaust before speaking. I've told the court that the drugs were mine. They were in my possession, solely mine, in a locked safe. I'm the only one who had access to it. That's all true. I brought that safe with me when I left the house. I didn't leave it home. There wasn't an opportunity for like a kid to get into it. It's a little travel safe. It's like big.
That's corroborated by Aaron. He said that you would always bring a safe with you. Yeah, everywhere you go.
So people may wonder like about why you do stuff like this. When you're a public person, sometimes you get swatted. We've been swatted several times. I didn't want to be swatted while not home and have the nanny let the cops come in the house to verify that everything's okay. And then the cops decide to start peeking around and find something that makes them want to search for a search or whatever. Like once you consent to a cop looking around your house, they can, and yes, any adult in your home can give that consent. If they do that, the cops can go all through the house looking around to make sure no one's dying. So I didn't ever want to have anything at home for something like that to happen.
Wouldn't it be safer to have a locked safe at home? I don't think the cops are going to open your locked safe versus in the car. Like, oh,
believe me, they will. They'll open your locked safe.
But a canine would be able to alert to like a safe with drugs in your car if you ever got pulled over or something. I'd be more worried about that.
If you look into how canine stuff works, they have to suspect there's drugs in your car. Like the canine indications absent the knowledge of the officer doing the test are 50-50. It's a literal fucking coin flip. Dogs are shit at actually finding drugs. Cops know where people hide drugs, indicate the dogs indicate there, and then the cops look there. Like that's been shown in several studies on law enforcement. So I wouldn't worry. Like I don't get too worried about canine stuff, and they're not going to bring a canine unit up to your car unless they suspect something. But you know, right. You just have a travel safe sitting in the trunk of your car. Like it's not up with you, and you're not driving intoxicated or anything like that. You're not going to be in any sort of danger. And it's much more concerning of me that like a kid would get into something, or the nanny would get into something, or the police would end up at our house due to something that most people wouldn't have to deal with. It's a different type of concern than a normal human who doesn't get swatted all the time.
I don't know if you've ever had a chance to do this. Yesterday we were talking and you were going into some scientific detail about the test on your child that came back positive, and you were talking about some certain metabolite or something. Can you explain that to people?
Just
like a TLDR.
A really brief thing. I'm going to put together a long either video or publication on this with all the citations to this, because there is scientific backing to all of this. But the metabolite that my daughter tested positive for is benzocognine or something like that. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's BZE is the abbreviation. If you look out there, there are studies that show, then the studies on drugs are very limited because they're illegal, but there are studies that show that this metabolite will actually start to form outside of the body on skin in moist, warm conditions, such as on a scalp or in an armpit, something like that. So the metabolite will actually start to form. The next part of this is that when there is an external contaminant, when they get a sample, a hair sample, they wash to remove external contaminants. There's another study out there that has shown that wash has the potential to actually force two specific substances, which are cocaine and benzocognine, into the hair follicle as if it came out, or into the hair as if it came out of the follicle naturally. You can look these up. They have been shown. So, and this is calling into question the methodology of washing, because no one actually asks. Law enforcement does not want to make this accurate.
Someone who's not on cocaine at all, you could literally put cocaine on the hair, and in the washing process, it would infuse the hair with cocaine. That would seem to like discount all hair follicle tests for cocaine. If you could just frame someone like that.
No one uses hair follicle testing for cocaine in like the private sector. They don't use hair follicle testing for use, because mere exposure can show all sorts of it shows exposure. It doesn't show use at all.
I've got a bit of background in terms of like building algorithms and things and skewing them towards certain angles. So, for example, if you're if you've got like this algorithm or a process that's going to go into the medical field, you can. There's nothing that's going to be 100% that gives you 100% result. So no. You have a choice when you're designing this to either skew towards a false positive or a false negative. Usually, if it's a non-invasive test, they will skew those towards false positives anyway, just to rule out anyone that absolutely doesn't have it. And then that qualifies, if you test positive on that, that qualifies you to the next step, which is your actual test. It's like blowing into a blowing your blood alcohol level. If you there's a lot of ways you can get false positives from that, but it's a lot easier to blow into a little thing than it is to go and get your blood drawn, which gives you a much better result, but it's way more invasive. The cops would never set up a stall and be like, everyone who passes through, we need to draw your blood, right?
Yeah, it's breathalyzer field tests. The intoxilizer is rather accurate. The breathalyzer that they use at the station, which is a big fucking machine. The field testing ones are subject to all sorts of issues.
Like pickle juice and stuff. Right. Yeah.
Or just temperature. They don't operate in the cold. In Minnesota, there it's kind of a big problem. If you get pulled over and it's below 0 Fahrenheit, you should find out what model it is, because some of them, many of the breathalyzers that they use in the field are not accurate below 0 degrees. Some are rated to negative 20.
They're good to rule out people who absolutely don't screen. And then just because you test positive, that doesn't mean you're going to court, right?
Then you have to go get a further test.
You say you have footage of two police officers touching your daughter's hair with gloves on, or?
That's the next part of this. So
Nick, explain that one video clip where it's believed Mrs. Toe was serving you under the desk. Please speak slowly. I'll take the answer off the air.
Glug, glug, glug. I miss Dick Dingers. You and me both, girly. Nick, call me if you're holding.
I can't explain that. It's so much less fun than it should have been.
Yes, was April blowing you under the desk?
I wish that was the case. Guys, I was on so much liquor and cocaine, my dick wouldn't have worked if she tried. Like, oh my goodness. No, I felt myself passing out.
You were pinching yourself, or stabbing yourself.
Yeah, I had a sore on my right thigh, just behind my knee, and I was shoving my thumb into it to try and stay awake.
Coach Patrick, nobody wants CSII cocaine edition. Tell Coach Nick that we want to know why Aaron was choked out at a wedding.
Because he won a rap battle.
Yeah, he won a rap battle. We know this.
He's proud of his rapping ability.
That was the first prize, is a choke out from the groom.
I'll wrap this up really quickly. Like I said, I'm going to put out a whole thing. The most frustrating part of this is that the state never came after us. We never got to fight. We never got to test this stuff. I hired an expert. I had to pay him for two hearings that the state ended up acquiescing on. We never got to actually fight on this issue, which means it sits out there. And so don't know. Like, we want to know.
They just said, we take it all back and gave your kids back? Is that what happened? Or
yeah, they investigated us for months. They observed us with our kids. We had supervised visitation, then we had unsupervised visitation, but they would check in at any time. This went on for until it finally finished in November. We had a path to everything in August that finally wrapped up in November, and it was a nice relief. But during the time they were investigating, they were interviewing people. They did all sorts of medical tests on the kids. They did mental evaluations on the children. They talked to their teachers. They talked to the people at church. They tried to find any evidence that they could that these kids are mistreated. They couldn't corroborate anything. The whole hungry thing. Our house has more food in it than most people will buy in a year at any given moment, because like the nanny did the shopping, like I did.
And you're a doomsday prepper.
there's always food in our house, and all of our kids can cook. Like, if there was something happened to us, our kids could actually live for quite a while.
Hold on. If your kids can cook, how come Aaron had to microwave them SpaghettiOs?
He didn't have to microwave her SpaghettiOs. All he had to do was open the can.
Yeah.
Because she was 8 and she had trouble, like, with the little pop tab thing.
Leverage.
Regardless of all of the, like, the thing that seems wild to me is that this was all leaked. Like, this wasn't a public document about the cocaine positive test. And so you'll never be able to defend it. But the thing to me that indicates something's up with it is that the authorities basically had a positive test for cocaine, all this, all these issues of neglect, yet they let the children go back into that environment. So what that tells me is, like, if what is on there was credible or really cited a problem for them, then they pretty much had you dead to rights and could take the kids away if that was safer for them, but they didn't.
If I knew someone was giving cocaine to a child, I would advocate immediately for that person to be removed and maybe killed. Like, it's horrifying to me that people actually think that happened, because it's so fucking crazy. One, why would you waste cocaine on a child? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, just think about it from the addict mentality if you have to. I do actually have footage of two officers who had just come into contact with cocaine, touching that child's hair. That's on the body cam footage. It's not nefarious. It's not a conspiracy. It was a perfectly natural reaction. My daughter was about to leave with her grandparents. We had already been arrested and removed from the scene. None of us knew that this happened until we were able to review the body cam footage. My daughter was about to leave with her grandparents, and she had forgotten her iPad inside. So she ran inside the house, and there's two officers in the entryway. One was the deputy chief, I believe, who was kind of just overseeing the investigation. He was mostly standing outside the whole time. And then the other
I'll
one.
I'll say what this PUSSY won't. When you're on cocaine, Aaron hits harder than your DICK can get. Molly is for the lovemaking.
Grifty, I don't know if you've done enough Molly if you think your dick works on that. Depends how much you do. That's true. You got to do the right dose. But no, so the other cop who's there had just come out of the bathroom that they moved the safe into, because they took it outside, cracked open the safe. They brought it back into our front bathroom, not the bathroom where they found it. And they were pulling it all out. That cop, with his gloves, touches my daughter's hair on body cam right after coming out of that bathroom. Like, he did not take his gloves off. He didn't wash them. All of this is there. I have to put it all together because it's multiple body cams to see it, obviously.
So,
but
real quick, if Aaron says this thing about cooking SpaghettiOs for your kids or whatever, while you guys were all in the bedroom, but you're saying you were in the bedroom just having sex, not doing drugs, while the kids were there and he was making spaghetti?
No, we were watching Game of Thrones.
They used to go to... I think you've...
This
you've
is said, in the middle of wrong, the day.
You never had sex together in the same room. You would always go to different rooms, but you would sleep in the same bed, right?
Oh, no!
I don't want to... Oh, no. I got to go through it. I got to go through it in my head.
Well, Aaron was just holding the camera.
there was a time where there would be instances where people might like accidentally walk in on someone, right?
Sure.
That happened in a specific way one time, which ended up kind of like sad.
Can you tell us about the time Aaron walked in with his dick in his hand naked and said this is
that wasn't like even a sex thing.
So the cops did the coke before they hustled your daughter? Right.
They didn't do the coke. They were sitting there grabbing all of the bags.
They have to do this. I've seen TV. They have to do that to see if it's real.
So the him holding his dick story was so funny. Aaron is super insecure about being naked. And,
no. Unless he's shitting.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. If he's shitting and be in private, he's like, oh, God, I got to get these clothes on. But no, he's super insecure about being naked around people. I don't know if you know this, but when you're on cocaine, like, you want to be naked all the time. Or, well, I do. I don't know. And everybody seemed to, except him. And so I'm standing around the bathroom with Kayla and April, and we're all just naked doing coke and stuff, like, because listening to music. It's a big bathroom. And we're just hanging out. And he walks up naked, which is shocking because I've never seen him naked.
Now, was he just cupping his nuts, or did he also have his hand across his tip?
No, he just had like one hand.
Like Venus?
Yes. he had one hand holding his button down, and he walks up and he's like, he says, He takes his hand off and he says, see, this is why I don't really like being naked. And then he went into this thing about how he's a grower. You know, I was like, what are you fucking talking
we're
about?
We're all growers. No, I nobody, hope. I hope it grows. When you
look. And we're sitting there and I'm just dumb. I'm like, dude, nobody gives a shit. Like, I'm standing around here naked. No one cares what you look like at all. But he was just so fucking uncomfortable. And it was pretty funny to me the whole time. Because I was always nice to him.
Situation and be shy about your stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how you could, honestly. But I was always trying to be encouraging. I'm like, no, little guy, it's fine. Like, you're okay. Like, stop worrying about it. Why do you care? Like, your wife doesn't care. No one cares.
Yeah, she's over it.
So like you're fine. You're just a normal person.
All right, we got a lot of questions for you. Let's catch up on some of that.
I'm only insecure about being naked because I never fully went through puberty, and I'm a grown man with a hairless baby fat boy body and a button dick.
Oh my god,
not inaccurate.
It seems like Aaron would probably have. A regular, like, there's nothing unusual about it, is what you've said, but
there is, but I'm not going to talk. I mean, there is something unusual about it, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Shut the fuck up, you're not. I'll kick you off this show right now. You better open your mouth.
Weird. That's never mind. No. See, unlike Aaron, I know how to not blow my load in one fucking
You're
live
saying
stream.
There's something abnormal about his penis?
Yes.
Is he uncircumcised?
No.
Does it have an elbow?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. You're saying there's a nodule or a protruding pustule? Or...
No, we'll call it more than a bend.
Can you
remember Deuce Bigelow? Remember the detective played by Dennis Leary and Deuce Bigelow?
No, nobody saw that.
No one should, but he's talking about his dick, how it's like narrow and it bent at the end like a kickstand.
all right, Nick, if you were, completely unrelated, I'm just wanting to record some voices to make your AI a little better. Could you record like an example GPS instruction as if you were about to go into an intersection? Which direction would you go?
Which direction would I would go right.
You would go right. So hard right, like at the beginning or end?
Penis, left or right?
Oh,
hard right. That's what he's
I'm missing the metaphor. I don't know the direction of the bend.
So you're saying it's like a tire iron or a water pick or something like that.
It's not a bendy straw. You know, it's not just a curve.
It's a crazy straw. He's got a crazy straw penis. Waver, thank you for gifting a membership. We appreciate that. Aaron looks like McLovin, says Jay Warren. Maybe I can see that. Flimsy Greenberg, $99.99 super chip. I don't know if that's valid. Sweaty Tryhard, 1,000 gifted memberships. Thank you very much. Taxes Theft, hey Moody. He likes
you. Hey Tax.
Former attendee Legion of Skanks, I guess. Can't wait to change my name to former non-felon LOS. Great show, boy. I assume that's Legion of Skanks, is the only thing I know LOS. Wherever I go, I'm around. Says pup up blah. These are weird. Lance Resurrected says Rakeda is Kato Kalen. Aaron is OJ and all of this. Thanks for the show, fellas. Thank you, Lance. Kafer, Holy Hannah and Barbara, I'm back. Thank you, everyone, except females. Go find a cooking pod or a true crime. I hate you all, especially Dumas Mommy. This guy hates women. He really just hates them. Torito, I love Moody's voice. It's fucking brilliant. Your S's sound so beautiful, and I can fall asleep to it. I thought that was LL Cooley for a minute. You're getting a lot of dudes interested in you. Because you're exotic. they don't know that you're 4 foot tall and rotund.
Yeah. I'm convicts at the moment.
I just like calling people fat. It makes me feel better.
Papa and you Don, should be more secure than Aaron being naked.
Papa Dan, member for 5 months. So, Nick, what you're saying is Aaron's peen is like a pig's tail, as it were, if you will. Is it like curly at the end? Does it have a spiral?
It's not that ridiculous.
If he was standing around the corner from you, would it be looking at you?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Like those mirrors cops use.
Well, as a felon, I always go to, I like the mirror I would use to make sure no one's behind me while I'm eating, you know.
I got it. I got it. All right, we got super tips now. My favorite. Oh fuck, that's the wrong thing. Was it this one? Ha ha ha. Good one, Patrick. I don't know what that's about, but thanks, Waver.
Oh, dang it. Movie, you made a mess. Next time you drain my hairy mule, don't get any custard on my shoe, you sissy.
Well, I got some background on Coach Scott. We're going to go over in the second hour when Nick has to go. I just want to get these before I know Nick's got to go soon.
I have longer.
Oh, nice. All right.
So I'll be around a little bit longer.
Chris Benoit, Pretty Any Social just reported that Aaron sent a letter to the prosecution regarding Aaron calling law enforcement regarding three witnesses. Any guesses? Hold on, what? Aaron sent a letter to the prosecution regarding Aaron call. What is this?
I'm pulling it up.
Hold on. Yeah, so apparently I saw the letter. I haven't seen the attached filings, but Aaron has... trying to draw the court's notice to criminal complaints that he has made against three of the witnesses.
I thought he did this months ago.
Three of the witnesses. There's only two witnesses. Oh, no, one witness he'd have a criminal complaint against.
Maybe I would assume April and Kayla are the other two he's talking
maybe about. Gino. I mean, maybe he's like, you know, the more Gino and Kiki talk, it's hurting him. So maybe he's just like, these guys should shut up. I've shut up. You know, Aaron doesn't talk about it anymore. It's become very serious all of a sudden. And it will. Yeah, he's turned on Will Heron for even bringing up the trial.
Man, him going after Will's been really funny. Because it's like, why are you so mad at Will?
Just like Doom last week. Doom was a fake guy who needed to check himself. And then a day later, Doom made a clip about Aaron that he liked. And he's like, Doom's a stand-up honest guy. I like Doom. It's like, again, whatever in the moment serves him is what he's going to go for.
Jesus Christ. Okay, this is what his lawyer's been charging him for. This is a 40-page document like all the different his criminal histories of everyone. He's just
Can you send me that?
Yeah, sure.
Just tweet it out.
Yeah, it's available. Like it's all publicly available.
Do we want to listen and wait for you to figure it out, or
I don't know if his lawyer has read the rules. You can't bring up the criminal history of someone.
Does it even matter? Like, if I go kill Aaron's mother tomorrow, it has no bearing on this case. Like, what the fuck is everyone on about? Like, it doesn't really. Coach of coaches goes to Mr. P. Trump is the boss. God bless America. Open the P.O. box. I got it right here, Mr. P. We're gonna do it. It's steel toe focus. Nick, my Shelby. Versus yours for apes back in your stash. Get down or lay down, you ho.
Look, man, if you want to be with April, you have to talk to her about it. She and I.
I think she's dead. Not, she's fallen off the face of the earth.
We don't talk anymore. I wish her well. This whole situation kind of made it so that just isn't a reality.
I wouldn't blame her if she never created a social media account again. Again in her life.
I wouldn't either. And it's really a shame because she's really cool.
Okay,
looking cool. Good, Nick. Putting the weight back on fantastic stuff. Well Thanks, done Scott. To you, Mrs. K and family. Get back to the gym. You're a better role model for the kids than that Coach Aaron.
Right, sorry, Moody, what now?
So I've just been looking through this. Basically, I'm sharing my screen just so you can get a bit of view.
Good things happen to bad people.
Right. Yeah. This is Todd Peterson. It says a turn.
I can't believe this wasn't typed live on Aaron's show. File new dear court.
Right. So this is the first thing that we've seen from this guy in this whole, this is the first filing this guy's made. He's done nothing. It's like,
well, look, lawyers are expensive. When you get them to do stuff, they're really expensive.
Sure. Okay. So you expect this guy, if Aaron's like paying this guy the big bucks, he should be doing a lot of work for him and representing him well. This is like turning in. Okay. I'll We'll keep going. So
Aaron's not paying him the big bucks. Remember, this is a guy who has a single fee criminal defense lawyer. And this is the thing that does happen. The way their business model works is they tend to have a retainer that is somewhat reasonable, but the expectation is they're not going to trial because most mm-hmm. of the time you're not going right. to trial. So you'll charge $5,000, $10,000 set as your retainer, but you'll include in your retainer
exceed
agreement
that quickly.
No, that'll cover the entire case so long as it's negotiated settlement. And if right. you're going to go to trial, you will have a new retainer agreement to retain the lawyer for trial because trials are really expensive. I mean, a trial, even a 2-day trial, is going to probably exceed the $5,000 to $10,000 that he probably paid this guy.
Hmm. All right. So this, he's saying, please find and close MNCIS information and complaints for concerning your witnesses in the above matter. My client reports that he gave statements to law enforcement against these parties as part of the prosecutions. Basically, it's just saying I was telling the cops stuff about these
they
guys.
They did bad stuff too.
Right.
So he's sitting here saying he's a snitch and therefore, like, they're going to try and I'm guessing there's going to be a motion trying to exclude our testimony because he snitched and that would be compromising.
I'd assume so. The next thing is a 40-page document. You can see the number up there of just there's nothing that this guy has produced. All he's done is he's gone and searched for your names and pulled out. These are documents that we've seen before or like summaries of the publicly available like
by the
records.
Way, is there anything in the court system at all about this Google hacking yet? Is there anything with my name on it? Or like where is the he's like assured himself that there's some heat coming. Where is it? I'm sick of waiting.
Look, first of all, Aaron wasn't hacked in any way at all. But when he goes to report the crime, he has to start with, so I left my information logged in on a computer.
Him, I actually did hack you. You didn't hack him, but I did.
I'm trying to lie and cover for you. But he has to start with, so I logged into a computer and left my information on there. Now, I didn't access any of his shit. It's funny that he thinks I did because I could have if he left his shit logged in. So that's really hilarious to like hear him fucking lose his mind over it. But he has to start with that. And they're going to go, so how do we prove that they breached the system if you just logged in? Like, that fucking cripples their criminal case.
It's all supposedly based off one screenshot of someone looking at Kiwi Farms and then jerking off to cuck porn. And he's like,
it would be really
unfortunate. Wait a minute.
It's so funny.
That matches what I do.
That screenshot comes out. Yeah, he's like, how did they know? I can't believe I'm going to the police. It's like,
they're playing Twister in one of the thumbnails.
I tried to find that video.
So what are we looking at? Is this anything?
Like this guy wrote 3 sentences and then attached 40 pages that have been generated by a computer. This is, I guess the next step is what's important, Nick, like he's going to try to like have a motion to dismiss 3 of the witnesses, which are the least important ones.
Or they're going to have a motion. They'll have a motion in limine to remove our testimony, or they may have a motion to, ask the judge outside the presence of the jury if they can go after this aspect of our motive for reporting them.
Okay.
Because if they try to just drop that in the middle of trial, it's going to get an objection that's like, you can't do that.
I don't understand the motive for reporting. It's like, it's a crime either way. It's like,
right. It doesn't matter.
Why did you report this murder? You're mad at him about his potato salad at the last 4th of July picnic. It's like, no, he murdered somebody. It's like, what are we?
Yeah, and anyone, I didn't have any say in the reporting of the crime. I showed.
It's not what Kiki says.
Yeah, I showed Kayla the clip. Her face was one of the worst things I've ever seen in that moment. Like, she was just devastated, and And she said, what do I do? Like, how do I go?
Come on. Who did it hurt?
Yeah. Several people, actually. So I don't know why Kiki would think that it doesn't hurt anyone.
So serious. But
look, even if, okay. You're very pissed off at him, and it's revenge that you did that. He also seems to be, with the same evidence, it shows he's pissed off about you enough to go and waive his Fifth Amendment right in a criminal thing that he was a part of. He admittedly is a part of. He wants to get you guys into more trouble. So does this not just feed more into this harassment thing where he wanted to cause pain by sharing those pictures? I don't see how this helps him.
It doesn't. It doesn't help him at all. It's a really strange move because his best bet is to just focus on the facts and try and show that there's no motive. It's really hard to show that he didn't do it. Right?
Did you ever think about telling the court that his motive for turning you guys in was he wasn't any fun or good at cocaine and got kicked out of the molecule and therefore this whole case should be dropped because he had motive? He was mad.
I was like, that stupid fucker. He just wasn't any fun. It's not my fault. I was screaming at the cops.
Even when we were having sex, his dick was looking out the door.
Dude, the tip of my dick was in another room. I never... his fucking anteater cock.
It's It's a really odd strategy. They're going to try, I guess, and get us excluded with the implication that we would be not reliable witnesses if they were to get me excluded, but because of my plea to a felony, although it is not a crime of dishonesty. So there won't be any real issue there. He still won't with Kayla and April because their charges are being dismissed. So that's not going to help him in any way because he won't be able to say, aha, see? They have this this criminal conviction. He could try and say they were charged and be like, yeah, but weren't those charges dropped? Yeah. Oh, so then that would be, that would be it. But the court just wouldn't allow it anyway. It's not relevant.
Because there's like two different defenses he can take in this. And correct me if I'm wrong, Nick. One is he can deny that the thing ever happened and that he never sent a picture of Kayla or whatever. And the second is... it's an affirmative defense where he says, yes, I sent the picture of Kayla, but it's not a felony because of these factors. So he takes the gross misdemeanor on the chin and I can't say on the chin or there anymore, but he takes the gross misdemeanor on the chin and then just fights the felony. Right, right.
There's a third defense where he says that he had consent. To distribute the picture. Or I should clarify, you don't need consent. You need to reasonably believe that the person would consent.
Had an expectation that it was private. Like, and that is corroborated by the fact that you put it on Signal and said, this is private.
Yeah, and he seems to be running with this idea that he took the picture and it wasn't one delivered on Signal, but that doesn't change his defense. In fact, that likely makes it
more egregious.
He actually scrolled
through Signal in order to get the picture. I'm not sure if you've seen it, but you can see him scrolling and then you can hear him take a screenshot. The screenshot sound is audible and that's what he sends over. He doesn't send the photo.
Now again, Moody doesn't know any of this. He's inferring from what he saw. You don't know. Just because he took a screenshot doesn't mean that was a picture of Kayla and that's what he sent. You are inferring. Sure.
Okay. Well, yeah. It's
this is how the law works.
Yeah.
It's sure. Important.
They were talking about Kayla. They were talking about Kayla's tits and the tattoos on there.
I agree with you, that's what happened, but we don't know that and we can't know that.
Right.
Yeah, the only people that can know that are forensic investigators who look at the phone. I don't know.
Well,
I'm just saying. Like, we do have to be like,
okay, so this is where things get kind of complicated from a legal perspective. I've thought about doing streams on this because it's covered so poorly that it bothers me. But so if he took the picture, like let's say hypothetically he took the picture and then no one else has that picture but him, that is a higher expectation of privacy even than the Signal chat.
Right.
So that's a really strange defense to try and run with.
I've never put out a picture of a woman I took while she was sleeping. I just have they're all for me.
The other possibility is if Aaron took the picture without her consent, and he's going to go in and say that he took this picture, if Kayla testifies that she didn't consent to that picture, how did you get it? He's got a different problem.
That's a going different on. Crime.
Yeah. Yeah. That's another felony. So there's that
Jesus
issue.
Jesus Christ.
There's that issue that I don't know that his lawyer has talked to him about, but this is a very odd defense to try and go after. But they don't actually have to ever produce the picture. People have a mistake about this. Now that, of course, if they do produce the picture, it's great evidence, right? Like you could, they could show the jury that here's the picture. They'll blur it out, you know, for the courtroom or whatever, but here's the picture. You can, this is whatever.
Put a winky face emoji over the titties.
Right. They can verify that with the witnesses and that's great evidence. But they don't actually necessarily need to. They just have to prove that Aaron sent a picture beyond a reasonable doubt. The absence of the ability to produce a picture does not stop a conviction. You don't have to find the bullet to convict someone for murder. The bullet helps.
The body is what you really need.
There have been murder. I believe there have been convictions without bodies. But all you really need to be able to do is to convince the jury beyond the reasonable doubt.
And
so if you've got maybe like a drunk Italian weirdo talking about this picture over and over and Skeletor corroborating the picture's receipt and describing it on multiple occasions very, very consistently over and over and over again. And, well, Gina deleted the picture and, oh, they weren't able to forensically recover it. Oh, guess we don't have a case. Wrong. They just point to the actual evidence that this happened, and then they still can get a conviction. I have
so
no
you're
idea.
Because I've admitted over and over and over consistently that I've hacked Aaron's account, that I might just be fucked.
Oh, you're getting fucked, but not till I get to Hackamania.
Jesus Christ. All right, we got a lot of super people got questions and insults for Nick. They're paying to do it. Nick talking mounting. You can mount me, big boy, says Lev Kramar. People, you're gonna have a lot of you're
show
gonna
up
be
to
busy.
Vegas.
Might set up a booth.
Form a line.
Set up a fucking booth.
Be a reverse glory hole. You'll be looking
Houston
at my face.
Houston 500, but the Rakata 500, and we're gonna coach of coaches, Mr. P. I don't have big monitors, etc., but my kids can pass their school and any police administered drug test. Just saying, this guy's bragging more.
Aaron, why leave? We can just broadcast from bed. We have meats, cheese, microphones, green screens, baldos, cocaine. Everything you need for broadcasting.
Hold on. That begs a good question. How come you, when you left, you would always take the safe, but you didn't take the charcuterie fridge with you? I would have taken that. You don't want the police finding that info.
Don't take my smoked meats.
Take the safe? Did they take the safe? Like, do you have that now or is it gone?
I do not have the safe, but it is not on their inventory list. I don't really know where it is at the moment.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Just another pound of cocaine that disappeared off the face of the evidence room. Fred Robinson.
No, but the 2 ounces from the top of the fridge did disappear. It's gone.
You were doing coke off the fridge? Oh,
no, the bullet they said the bullet on the nightstand that was on top of the fridge. All right.
With April's credit card.
Yeah, that cocaine, I'm not joking. It's not in Discovery anywhere. There are no photos of that. They're on body cam footage. They open it up and you can see that it's full of cocaine. They close the thing back up, but they're running out of drug tests, the field tests, and so which are expensive. So they're like, we'll just take it back to the station and test it. Yeah.
Running out of field tests is not a good thing when they're looking through your house.
I got the pictures of all of the recovered stuff, and that exhibit, it's exhibit 2. There is no cocaine. There's no cocaine associated with that bullet. It's nowhere to be found. It's amazing. Like there's allegedly 2 ounces of cocaine in that thing, and it just vanished. Like maybe up a nose or two. I don't know. I have no idea.
Fred Robinson wants to know: did April really pack up all her stuff and leave Aaron without him knowing?
Yes.
That was one the day of the Easter baskets at your house. She left while they were while Aaron was there.
Yes, I was. She said she was going to go just grab a couple things from her house.
Because but she didn't tell Aaron.
She told it. I think she may have told him she was going there, or he was taking the kids back to their mom And so he was going to be gone for a while. I can't remember exactly.
Did she discuss that with you before she did it? Did she say, no. I'm leaving Aaron?
I was really mad at her, actually, because I didn't think that that was in a, because she claimed that she did not intend to divorce him at that point. But she also sent him a message that basically said something like, hey, I brought my stuff down to this other house. By the way, buying that house was Aaron's idea, not mine. He approached me about buying it. She's like, I brought the stuff down to this house. I'm hoping that a couple days break will give us a nice reset, and then you can start moving stuff down to join me, was the message. But she did leave her wedding ring in the closet that was empty. And I was like, you know, girl, like, he's not going to read your message with the wedding ring sitting there in the fucking empty closet. Like, that.
I don't even notice. I don't even know if I would notice a ring on a shelf in a closet. But Aaron, like, saw that. I guess when the closet's cleared out.
I went up to his house like the next day or something, and the ring was still there. I saw it immediately. It was obvious. It was left conspicuously.
You can't ignore a cubic zirconia that big.
But I had that wedding ring until just last month. I still had it.
Yeah, you just wore because it it's a attached string on your dick.
It was attached to a letter that Aaron wrote.
Get over April. You got to move on.
No.
This isn't healthy for you.
No, it was evidence in my case.
Okay.
Because that wedding ring was attached to a letter that Aaron hand wrote about himself to April, trying to get her back.
Hackamania, can we get you a blonde tattooed hooker that looks like April to get you over this? Can we?
No, I only had it because Aaron describes himself in the letter. Now, Aaron calls out April a lot for calling him a monster, but she didn't. She did in that one text, but she didn't ever call him that to his face.
No, he would have hit her.
He said he was a monster and a liar. He wrote that in his shitty handwriting on a letter that I had up until recently, because if the state was going to produce a witness, I was going to produce evidence that the witness considers themselves a liar. It was going to be glorious.
It's this letter writing. Is this like a Minnesota thing or is it Aaron thing? Because
Nick wrote Aaron a poem. They're all faggots.
But everybody knows I'm gay. I'm a literature major. Jesus Christ.
But it's
not
like
since high school have I written a girl a letter. And you would, and that, by the way, that wasn't because it was a dying art form and I appreciated it. It's just like that was the easiest way to communicate before cell phones. You would pass a note to somebody in between classes and then they would respond and pass it back to you instead of paying attention.
He encouraged April to write a letter to Ashley, which torpedoed their relationship. Like, it feels like his daughter wrote a letter to him telling him how much she loves him and wishes that he wasn't on the internet getting angry at internet people because it makes him sad. Like,
his daughter's writing, everyone's writing letters.
Yeah, it's all letters around Aaron.
He uses his kids as a shield all the time, and he used them as a bludgeon against
Why wouldn't you? They're fat as fuck.
He does this fake rage against April. He's like, you can't believe she abandoned those kids. Like, she was devastated because he wouldn't let her see the kids at all. Like, he prevented her from seeing the children. And she actually, she really loved those kids. And it was brutal.
Yeah, I think that was part of the, like, dividing. Like, he wanted his kids to... He wanted to be able to say, my kids came to me and they're so upset about April. That was an important storyline for him, and he created it.
One of the things that I think he did was he was saying that his daughter was cutting April out of pictures. To me, it feels like he would have suggested if April makes you sad, I would understand if you cut her out of the pictures.
I wouldn't be surprised if he gave her special scissors. Like, I got you these. Right. So it's like literally like you're handing somebody a razor blade to slit their wrist. Like, I know it'll help you not hurt anymore. Just go ahead. Like, you want to go long ways. It's like, okay, fuck. The one pun, Aaron at karaoke, Cummy Rhodes, Take Me Home. Yeah, I bet he has a whole slew of parody songs.
Dung, 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 dunga, dung, dunga.
Quick question. How old was April when Aaron first met her? Could that explain Mubi's projection on Patrick?
I, too,
Do you know anything about this? Like the field trip that April took when she was in high school to Aaron's radio station? Do you know anything about this?
I have heard the story. I don't remember the details sufficiently. I believe she was 17. However, in Minnesota, I believe that would have been within the age of consent at the time.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a field trip. It's all fine anyway. But like the fact that he was able to circle back and like, oh, you don't have your book bag today, huh? You're a big girl. You're all grown up. It's like, Jesus Christ. Just the fact that it happened is nuts. Beloved chatter, congrats on a truly hilarious midlife crisis, Nick.
Thanks. I told you guys I was going to do it, and I was going to do it hard. I was going to do it on my terms. Nobody believed me. They're like, why is he buying a Mustang? I told you I'm having a midlife crisis.
That's why I got the Tesla.
Why is he doing all this cocaine? I told you guys, like, I wasn't going to be hit by a midlife crisis. I was going to do it straight down the fucking alley, man.
Yeah, beloved chat. Nobody even knows about your midlife crisis. That's how fucking low-key it is. Like, that doesn't count. Here's $100 from Coach DK.
Kevin Brennan is not a tough guy. Chad is gay.
Okay. Unrelated, but we'll hear it out. Anonymous, did you hear about Will and Ralph doing coke in Mexico? What? No, I did not.
Cool.
Will denies it, but yeah, who knows?
Beloved chatter is right. Nick is the white pookie in New Jack City, but with rich parents and a used up wife and crack babies. They're cocaine babies. Get it right.
I wipe the cocaine from my upper lip, grinning as Andre, my fellow doughy twee paratrooper, adjusted my collar with deliberate care. You're a mess, mon cher, he murmured, his eyes so dreamy. Just a second.
Even if you didn't do cocaine in Mexico, you should lie about it. Sounds way cooler.
I received a message from Tukey. He's asking, it's not me, it's Tukey asking this. He's asking, was Aaron ever penetrated, toy or otherwise? Haka haka, I guess.
I cannot honestly answer that question. Okay. I don't know.
All right. I'll let Tukey know.
Whatever a man sticks up himself is a man's business. Two short, long dogs. Excuses are like, well, you know. I don't. Hey, Nick, did Aaron ever mention or talk about Slam Piece prior to everything falling apart with you guys? Morocco yes. Mole. Yes.
Yes. Not only that, Aaron was, while Aaron was trying to get April back, he was already talking to Slam Piece. And,
you said 2 days before they were like officially done, he was with her.
Yeah. I don't know if he might have been with her. I don't remember if he was with her, but he was having like very long conversations with her, right away, like April 2nd or something. I mean, it might have actually been before April left him, but we didn't know at the time. Like, we found out later.
I'm sure she's like a normal, nice person, but like, you got to be fucked up to like be a guy's marriage rebound twice. And like, and now she, now it seems like, I don't even know. It's been so long now. It seems like they're in a real relationship, but he's been hinting and talking about marriage a lot. They're talking about going on vacations together. So, like, I'm not kidding. He's probably going to marry this chick, and it's nuts that he was cheating with her and then cheated on her with his wife and then knocked her up and then threw her away for April. And then, like, any woman who's with this guy deserves everything she gets because all the patterns and warning signs are there. Like, they're all there. Like, so you get what you get with this fucking guy. Like,
I mean, maybe she thinks the devil I know is better than the devil I don't, right? Like legitimately, that could be it. As she's getting older, she's got these kids, and she's like, well, like, I know what to expect exactly with this, and it's way easier than dating.
Also, Aaron is dumb, and maybe she is smarter than him, and she's able to manipulate him and use him. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just wild that he's incapable of being single. Like, he can only see self-worth through having a woman around.
Yeah, swinging from vine to vine. He's got it. But it's the same way with co-hosts. He doesn't really need co-hosts for his show, but it gives him validation to have Matt or Johnny sitting there. And by the way, they're Matt and Johnny for a reason. He doesn't want a strong personality. He doesn't want someone funnier than him that can overshadow him. He wants a dumb dullard who goes along with whatever the fuck he says and just nods.
Actually,
like, that's what he wants.
Credit to him for finding someone less funny. Like, that's a fucking achievement.
Well, they are crippled and retarded. Sorry, Matt.
To answer this super chat.
Coach Mr. Pete, Nick, how many felony cases besides your own have you been the lead counsel?
I think it's 6. I don't remember exactly. I'm sorry. I never really liked lawyering that much. It's too much responsibility and a lot of work. Like, God, have you met me? Like, I don't want to do that. I would much rather make way more money talking on the internet and having a good time.
James Bomber, get to the cum eating story, Nick. Slow with lots of details, please. He wasn't James there.
He's been edging the entire time. No, oh, I was not. I was not in the room during the consumption. I was informed. It was either the next day or the day after by April when she's like, "Hey, this is really funny."
Okay,
April,
but how do you leave? How do you leave the room immediately? So, like, did you just do it and then you skedaddled? Like,
you gotta go wash your how dick long? Off.
I had to go piss, man.
Right, and she just lay there until Aaron came in.
I guess. Like, I don't know. I was bell. Going to the
she
bathroom.
She probably rang a little bell. There's a little ding, 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 ding. It's hot and ready. Then he comes
Pavlov's
in.
Dog. Like,
he comes in. He's got April's credit card. He makes a line. Just snorts it like. I can't even. Thank you, James Baumer, for the $100. Appreciate it.
Aaron and I are laughing about this.
He's I'm laughing with everybody all the time.
I'm interested in this one too. Nick, how often does Aaron Spurg about Melton? And I'm interested in, like, before all this. We've seen what he does after, but like, when you first met him, when did you first hear about Melton or NLO?
Right away. Right away. It was something, and I had to ask April who you were a couple times because I have no idea about the Dabbleverse or anything
correct.
Like it. And so I'm like, who? Who is he talking about? And she's like, oh, this guy. And I mean, you'd been pretty mean to her, so she didn't have the kindest words.
Look, I get it. I get it.
But she would just, she's like, this guy does a show and it's like just kind of feeding off our show and stuff like that. And I was like, this doesn't make any sense, but who cares? Like about this guy saying this stuff. And, you know, she would, but then I would have to ask her again because I just didn't. I didn't care. It didn't matter to me at all. But I'm like, who's this guy?
Did you know that their show was like focused on making fun of people like Chad Zumok and stuff? Like, that's what they were doing.
Yes.
So like, it's weird for them to complain about, like, they're just talking about us. And it's like, well,
April had asked Aaron not to do any of that. Because she was like, why are we going to go do this? Like, why are we going to go get in these fights and all this shit? And then of course the fallout hits her and he's like, well, she just wasn't ready. And it's like, well, yeah, she told you she wasn't ready. She didn't want you to do this. She didn't want you to, antagonize these people. And if you're a woman on a show, like you really don't want the males to antagonize some other guy. Cause they'll viciously go after women on the internet. Like that's easy to see. And if you're not 100% ready for that, it sucks. She didn't want it.
But who was more sensitive and butthurt, Aaron or April?
Aaron. He was like, April hated some of the stuff that was said, of course. And she didn't really like it. But that was mostly in the past by that point. I mean, right. it wasn't as present. Aaron would complain about you so frequently, like I said, that I had to ask who you were multiple times because... Like, I'm like, who is this? Why is he still talking?
Nobody. Let it go.
I thought you're going on radio. By the way, I heard about those radio phone calls. They were happening like every 2 days. Like, oh, it's coming. Talks with this guy. It's going to be the deal. And it just never manifests.
Well, he said there this week he announced there are now 3 stations trying to get him on.
And there's so good news that he's giddy about and wants to tell everyone about. Which my guess to that is the guy he's been waiting for to retire is starting to retire. Like that's what I feel is the news. It's nothing solid for him.
There's no way they pick him to replace. Like, no, it's just insane.
No, absolutely not. And if you were Aaron, the time to like do the radio stuff wouldn't be now. You'd have to wait until after the court stuff. Cause you can only strike this match so many times. And if you do it now and he's successful, like best case scenario for him, and then he has to go to jail for a felony, he loses that gig. Like he needs to like hibernate for a little bit.
From that'll play. He'll be a couple months in the job and they can just roll best ofs.
Right. Right.
The big problem for Aaron is that this got covered by local news, and local news is pointless for the average person, but local news matters a lot to local businesses, especially businesses whose entire model is based on like public opinion. And so
assault as big as your head.
And they call themselves a family business. Like Leighton Broadcasting is a family run business.
He's lots of women. Dumb enough to like have that pedophilic smile during his mugshot that he's since bragged about. Like, I think it's a good picture. It's like, no, Aaron, you don't look. That's not like a good thing to have, because that's the picture that everybody puts up. And it says local radio or former radio DJ charged with sex crime. And then it's got you grinning like a fucking idiot.
Well, to his credit, it's just resourceful, because like headshots are expensive. And you got a guy there with a good camera. He's dressed up. He's freshly showered. You might as well get a nice, good, clean headshot.
It isn't even down to like ruining the name Aaron Imholt. He's ruined the name Imholt. If you search just his last name, it's just articles about him.
Jesus Christ. Tybeard, this is not the 21st century I was expecting. None of us are. This right. is a What's weird timeline.
Love you, buddy.
Beloved chatter, so Coach Aaron has a killer left hook. Pretty gay. It left or right depends on which way you're looking at it. Really. The medical term for Aaron's bent dick is Peyronie's disease. Peyronie's disease.
Yeah,
maybe we'll raise money.
Go down to Nelson Brothers. They've got Peyronie's as big as your head.
Ghost Traders TV said, so Aaron is Captain Hook? KB says, fuck Nick Riceta, this is gross. Now look, she'd be the first one to hang out with you and fuck you and do cocaine. I know KB.
This episode brought to you by Canada Dry Ginger Ale.
Hell yeah. What the
fuck? Hey Nick, anything about the headbutt? Hashtag where's Tukey? Tukey's not here. Sorry, Aaron Pigtail Peener. Wow, Aaron's Pigtail Peener. Hi, Nick. Anything about the headbutt? Yeah, can you share any? I know this is personal with April, but anything about the abuse?
Let's just say, so Aaron would not hit her, right? Like, he would not
leave a mark.
He would not punch her, but he would physically impose upon her with both with force and without force. He's a big guy. No way about it. He's a big guy. April's like 5'6" or something, 5'5", 5'6".
You're talking like trapping her with his arms or like blocking a doorway to yell at her. And I mean, we've seen the way he like yells at her on the show. It was insane.
She would call me crying a lot after what seems like a you know, a good show, or like we'd all hang out and have a good time, and she would call me because he would just, like on a car ride home or whatever, he would just rip her apart. And it was wild. Like that's
what I'm saying. Like the guy who made her quit her job, you'll never convince me it wasn't out of pure jealousy, sends her off to be with another man. There's no way that jealousy doesn't re-manifest itself later. Like again, there's an hour drive home. So like, yeah, I imagine there's lots of passive aggressive nitpicking that's hiding his true motivation for ripping into her is jealousy and insecurity and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's why they had separate cars, probably.
But he would never talk about it here. But if you want to know a really funny, if you want to find, you guys are able to find this shit, a really funny moment in the middle of everything, while everything's still going, April and Aaron have an on-screen discussion about classic muscle cars, because April loves classic muscle cars. And someone brought up a Mustang Shelby, and he fucking loses his mind. He gets so passive aggressive and catty because she really, really liked my car. And my car's not a classic Mustang. It's a modern one, but it didn't matter, because like someone brought up a Shelby Mustang, and like she was talking about it, and I think it was intentional because they even mentioned it being red, and he fucking starts getting so pissy. It's great.
Because the psychology behind that is, you know, he used to drive a Buick Lucerne, and she made him get the truck because she said, I can't date a guy who drives this shitty car. So when she starts talking about another man's car, he knows she's gone. In her head, she's like, because she's into cars. She wanted a man with a big truck. Now she's like, you know, we had big trucks. You know, it's cool. It's fast cars. But it's interesting that she liked muscle cars and non-muscly men. I find that fascinating.
Yeah, I know. Like, what a weird,
Nick,
weird chick.
I admire your ability to get a blonde girl to be your sex slave. Patrick, promise to use your ability to make people feel for good and never evil.
Of course.
There's been a question that I have for Nick. It's just because we hear the word like cuck and all that being thrown around quite a bit. And I was wanting to put this into like a presentation or something like that to just look at the shades of cuck, right? So like there's at the very start of it, it's like, I guess, partner swapping or opening your marriage up to having sex with other people. A little bit above that would be hot wifing, where like you allow your partner to go and have sex with someone else.
But I met one of those.
That's what he was doing. Kind of.
But like hot wifing is like you're into the fact that other men find your woman desirable, but she chooses to come back to you at the end of the day.
Fun story. A hot wife propositioned me in Jamaica. I turned her down, right. And then 10 minutes later, I saw her fucking a black guy. I was like, "Go get it, girl."
Well, it's like. Cool.
So funny.
Beyond hot wifing, that's where you start to get into the cuck territory, which is less about your partner choosing you and more about the humiliation aspect of your partner fucking someone else. So like,
why don't you make a graph?
Yeah, sure, I was gonna, but
it's like the fucking graph with the four quadrants.
Right. Yeah. But like, what gets you off at that point is like the humiliation aspect of someone else fucking your wife when you don't want it to happen, which
that feels like terrible.
Yeah, but like that's where cum eating would come into that equation without it necessarily being a gay thing. It's more of a humiliation side of thing. And okay, then finally, it's like, no, the last thing is, no, you hope someone comes on your wife so that you can eat cum without seeing a guy. Like, right? That's the spectrum, I think.
The other one is I guess there are dudes who like to watch. You know, specifically like to watch the act of someone else having sex with their partner, right? Like,
right.
And I don't understand pretty much.
Just the motivation, right? It's like, do you like that because you like that someone else is into your wife? Or do you like that because it's humiliating to you and that's what turns you
Jesus
off?
Christ.
He's
first
definitely
premise,
a sub.
Right, first, right. That's what I'm trying to say.
Are you, when you say you, are you talking generally or are you asking me specifically?
I'm saying generally. Okay. Not you, you specifically. I'm saying you as the
yeah. I have no idea. I don't get it. This isn't something that I like had on my menu. Like I've been to hedonism, and it's the most fun place on earth. But like we don't go down there to fuck other people. Like that was not a goal. That was not like you just go down there because it's freedom.
They have a really good Caesar salad.
And like, honestly, do you think there was a mismatch between like what I'm trying to say is like, was there a mismatch between how you approached the polycule and how he approached it?
100%,
would have seen it as a way to just have strange, right? And he would have seen it as no, the cucking or the humiliation part is better.
So I'm not going to get too much into why, like why Kayla and I kind of got into this. It's really personal. It involves her a lot, and I'm not going to do that. Let me just say though that this wasn't something that was like being sought out. It wasn't something that we have experience with. People have propositioned us in places where like they do it, but like it's not our thing. All right, so. So what ended up was two married couples who were both in denial about like where they were with their relationships. And so you end up with people making decisions that they wouldn't have made otherwise, like that they hadn't made before. And
I just
saying,
got
well,
the picture you sent me. I don't mind the tattoo.
Oh my God. Nice. Making decisions that they might not have otherwise made. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of emotions and probably resentment, brewing behind those decisions. And so, you know, you get into something that you're not really expecting, and then you're in it, and you kind of like want to figure out how to make things work. And it was not easy at all.
Did you guys try bringing God into it? You guys try look into the good book?
Yes. Yes, we did.
I've not read one of these. Somebody,
no,
this
he
is
wasn't
a hard,
supposed,
this is a hardcover. It's
he
like,
wasn't supposed to
nice
read
book.
Any of it. The joke is literally just so Aaron thinks it's funny to make puns involving Nazi Germany because like that's his favorite thing to do. And so he was naming dog breeds after concentration camps, like Schnauzerschwitz or something like that. So just a stupid thing. He was doing his typical thing of carrying on a joke way too long. And so he did this. So then Kayla and I are at Hobby Lobby and she sees the Proverbs book and is like, oh, dog puns that are about God instead of Nazism. That's funny. And like, that was the extent of the joke.
He made it sound like this was like a sweet thing. And like, they shared this like love of God and puppies.
He started reading the book that we bought for the joke on the cover to try, cause he's a manipulator. Right. So he's trying to make it this like, this sweet thing. And then that
so
he
she
ended
never
up,
got mad at him because he said that he read it one night and she was like,
oh no,
well, the book's here. How did you read it?
That was the beginning of the end of everything, actually.
Just because it was a lie, not because it was about Proverbs.
That was a lie that was completely pointless. Like, why would you say you read a book when you could easily say, you know, I wanted to read the Proverbs thing, but I fucking left it on the table as I was leaving the house. So like, damn, I wanted to read it today and I didn't get to. That would have been the same thing, but he chose instead to say, oh, I read two of them today. They really meant something to me. And she's like, the book's right here, though.
Ozone has a good question.
We'll inform the U.S. Center for Dog Sports to let them know that he's lying about he's lying about dog related stuff.
Once this is all over, when are you filing a defamation case?
I don't even want to think about that. I want things to be like over. Honestly, it's been really fucking stressful. None of this was supposed to get obviously to any of this level. All four of us had agreed that if anything broke down, none of this would be public. Like we would just go our own way about it. And then Aaron immediately.
Yeah, but you didn't realize one of the men involved was a child who was going to throw a tantrum and throw all his toys around and scream.
And it was fucking unreal that after all that, that's what he did. And he went right after, like, he went after me first, but it was pretty light. He went after April and Kayla really hard. And when he did it, like, he did it in meaningful ways. Like, what are you going to do, make fun of me? Oh, you got arrested for cocaine. It's like, yeah, I know. I was there. Like, that's not really an own, I don't think. You can just say, I didn't get arrested. It's like, yeah, you weren't here.
No, he gets very personal. He gets very, you know, all the way to April's pussy smells and like all this stuff. It's like, okay.
Which, come on, that's not a real thing.
First of all, I believe it 100% because there's nothing that could come in contact with Aaron's dick that much and not stink. Like, that's just a fact. Chris Benoit, how can you dismiss one of the witnesses when that witness is the actual victim? Yeah, I mean, there's no way that Kayla's not going to be able to testify if that's what the prosecution wants.
Yeah, there's, he's not going to be able to dismiss any of us based on that. The only thing that he could, if he could somehow convince the court that I'm dishonest because I got convicted for cocaine, which would be weird because I pled to the crime and said, I did this thing. So it kind of seems like honesty. If he could somehow do that, it might work, but the court would more likely just allow them to ask questions about my character for truthfulness based on my conviction, they wouldn't dismiss me outright. Again, as for the women, they're not going to have convictions. So he's fucked on that one.
It seems weird that, like, out of he constantly says that you don't own up to what you've done and all of that. But out of everyone here, involved by here, I mean the Polycule, you're the only one who said, look, what I did was wrong. And this is, and I was like, you're correct in assuming what I did was wrong. He's still saying no, that what
I got out.
Keanu and Gino was saying. Yeah, all right. Sorry. Yeah. What Keanu and Gino are saying didn't really happen. That's what he's still saying.
Yeah, he's doing that. Another thing he does is he says he owned up to everything during the relationship. But if you notice, he blames me for pretty much all of it. Like, I trapped him in a bathroom and read poetry to him, obviously seducing him. He told the cops that I was a cult leader who was who's able to control people. And he told the cops that he was basically trying to rescue Kayla and April from my wicked grasp. For someone who talks about accountability, like, everything is somehow my fault. He said I'm, like, so little that he could cast me aside with one arm, but he never has ever done that. And instead, he's just whined about how I convinced him to do cocaine, which I didn't.
He's not. He's obsessed with looking like a tough guy. He's not a tough guy. Like, the whole boxing thing, he's never won a fight. He thinks he's a coach of fighters, and it turns out he's a fraud all across the board. He's not a fighter or a coach. Like, it's insane. David Fuller, many things to add to Aaron's list of L's. Part 3. Yes, of course.
I don't like this new actor playing Matlock on the TV. I miss Andy Griffin. He liked hot dogs and didn't talk about P-O-R-N.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
When I take a piss, I have to stand off to the side and aim at the floor to get my pee-pee in the toilet.
He has to lay on the counter. Sorry, I am getting over COVID for people who don't know. Silence do good. Aaron can fuck off with the you hurt my kids bullshit. He should have never introduced her into their lives as a forever mommy, and he moved on to another woman as soon as she left. He damaged her more. Yeah, and now those kids are intertwined, and these households are intertwined, and the kids hang out with Slam P. It's just like these poor kids. And unfortunately, fortunately, they're getting old enough to where they're going to start seeing their father for what he is. And there's no way, you know, once you get to middle school and high school, like, these kids are going to find all this stuff.
So the interesting thing about that to me is I see a lot of people say this similar stuff about me, like, oh, your kids are going to see this or whatever. Like, my kids know about everything because except the relationship. They actually don't. They don't know about the relationship.
They will.
Aaron made it sound. Yeah, they will, because I'll tell them when they're old enough to understand, like, what was going on. But Aaron talks about, like, how this was going on around the kids, but it really wasn't. Like, we went through huge lengths to make sure that the kids just saw us with two friends, because that's what we thought was appropriate at the time. We didn't know, like, where this was going to go, how long it was going to last. You don't know any. Again, it's not something that we normally do. So my kids know all about the arrest and the drugs. They got interviewed about it. They're fine. Like, they know about it. They know. And I'm not a weird guy who, like, lies to his kids. Like, I told them about this stuff at age-appropriate levels. But that's because I have been a full-time dad their entire lives. Up until being arrested, I'm not only a full-time dad, but a work-from-home dad for the past 7 years. And then the several years before that, like, my office was my own office that I went to. My kids have been around me tons. So they know me. Like, and we actually have a real relationship. Aaron doesn't.
Well, this is a thing that came out during all this. You know, Aaron does it. His new insult now is, like, I guess, making fun of, like, people who don't have kids. Like, you don't even have kids. It's like, Aaron, one of your kids you've never been a full-time father to. Like, she was literally born after you were divorced. Another one of your kids was, I think, 1 year old when you got divorced. So you've literally been a part-time father their entire cognizant life on this planet. And the other one, the vast majority of her life, you haven't been in her life full-time. And he's doing this thing again now where I don't know what this Twitter account is. It's at Aaron M. Holt, but it's the Steel Toe Morning Show Twitter account. and it alternates between being this edgelord guy, you know, my wife's pussy smells and you know, owning everybody. And then just like this week, pictures from his kid's school. My daughter's in the book bowl. It's like, get to accounts. What are you doing? And then if anyone else says anything about his kids, he went into details 2 years ago or 2 weeks ago about parent-teacher conferences and how bad Louis's doing at reading or whatever, but the teachers complimented on their parents. Like, just in intimate detail, he can't even make up his mind, like, what's appropriate for the air and what's not. He changes day to day.
I found that hilarious that he said, it was so telling. He said, that's the first time a teacher has ever complimented
us. We were good parents. Yeah.
On being good parents. It's like, oh my God, that's embarrassing. The other thing, just as an example of Aaron's parenting, his ex-wife had to get a restraining order against his current wife so that he would pick up and drop off his own kids. That's the difference between those two restraining orders, between Aaron's and April's, was Aaron was the one who had to do the pickup and drop off under the restraining orders because April had been doing them before. And here's why.
April was a chore wife.
I know exactly why. It's because the pickups would have impacted his show start time. And not only did April tell me that, Aaron told me that.
We know that. We know that for a fact because it's evening shows. He would change the time during the summer because the kids would be there later or something like that. He explicitly said it. Nick, who has more bodies, you or Kyle Rittenhouse? Thank you, Kyle.
Kyle's still winning. Kyle's a good
team. Hey, Muzzy Down Under, you got a rider requiring 25 pounds plus or minus of Big Purple, kind of like Viv Vance and Lucille Ball. Knew it.
Has Nick and Truman Capote ever been seen in the same room? Inquiring minds. New Red Bar drops in a few hours. Be there. Red Bar. Net.
He always has these old Hollywood references. Lucille Ball, Viv Vance, Truman Capote. This guy's... You also never know what he's talking... Like, that makes no sense. No one knows what you're asking.
The URL is wrong, and he's been corrected on this many times. Redbar.net does not take you to Red Bar Radio.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's retarded. Don't worry. He's got 9 more tips coming. He loves giving me money to not make sense. This guy never makes sense. No one knows what he's saying, but he can't stop spending money trying to get a point across. Crooked tip, $2. Look me in the eye and talk that smack, Nick.
I can't. Hold on.
Oh, God. Nick, would you say that Patrick is making Aaron feel? Would you say that?
Oh, yeah. The fact that he keeps... he's doing this dog thing that I'm like, I don't get it. Like, what's
we figured it out? We figured it out, and I actually loaded up the graphic. So he's been making fun of me for dressing up my dog, and James Baumert, I believe, called last night and made it clear. So I loaded up the graphic. This is what he's talking about. I think I posted this on Discord, and of course, if it's in our Discord, he thinks he's just got spies in there, even though it's public. This is the dog, and I took a picture. I have a golden doodle. This is a poodle, and I took a picture of it getting on a plane. Because it was so insane. But it's a service dog getting on a plane. You could see the hand holding it here. This isn't my dog. Like, this is insane. But I thought it was Tukey at first. Like, it looks like Tukey.
I thought that was a fake thing. That's a real dog. Okay.
Yeah, this is a real service dog.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's an LGBTQ dog for sure.
I mean, like, I'm fine. The thing is, like, has no idea how ridiculous it looks. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, no, he thinks this is my dog and that this is what I dress my dog up like.
Okay. But here's the thing. So, even if you, like, he's like driving halfway across the state to go to a dog play date and they don't even like you, just your dog. It's like, oh, God, like, thank God.
We went to Lake Tahoe for like 5 days. And of course we brought our dog because it's like nature in the mountain and our dog likes to swim and like, yeah, we went to see friends and brought our dog and they brought their dog and the dogs played. But like, it wasn't like, if only there was someone nearby with a dog that we could like take into play. Like, what are you talking about?
Lake Tahoe is also weird. 8 hours or something away from you, right? Like, it's not a super long trip.
I mean, it's a long trip. It's like a full day of driving or whatever, right. But it's like, yeah, it wasn't like for a play date for an hour and then we drive home. We went to a cabin at the lake, which he does all the time and is fine. and we went out on a real boat, not just barrels stapled to some boards. Like, I don't.
Did you drop your phone in the lake?
I did not. I did not drop my phone in the lake. We do have another insult from Goldfolds here. Let's see if this makes sense.
Mr. French has a family-run business. Manson family.
Very relevant. I've never been more wrecked.
Nick's got a fast car. I got a dick like a caney cane. We got to make a decision. Hit the goal or live a life of shame.
I need to see this dick now. I've never said that out loud, but I need to see this dick now. Written asylum, I lost a whole group of friends for banging out a friend's fiance before they had a bad breakup. Jafiel Nikki Rackets, the Alabaster Ass Blaster. Is that your wrestling name? Oh, no, Nick just left. He's out. Mm-hmm.
Ayla was wanting to be with a curvy man in more than one way.
Jesus.
Proverbs. You heathens. Not Proverbs. Good grief.
That's wrong.
Three Stooges. Quick. Who wrote most of the Proverbs? Silence. Who else pled to cocaine on this panel?
Me. It's not a secret. Ask Nick if he immediately knew Aaron was the rat. We would. Hopefully he comes back. I don't know why I dropped. Oh, he texted me. Hold on. Let's see what's going on. Maybe the cops showed up at the door and he's getting alabaster ass blasted. Oh, he said power went out. Okay, maybe his power will come back on. We'll get Nick back when he connects. I just noticed when I picked up my phone that I had $20 from Cliff. Thank you very much. That's for the nut and no Carl. And then Stephanie, and I don't know if this is the same Stephanie that donates to Steel Toe or not, but I'd be honored. $25, feel better. Thank you very much, Stephanie. We appreciate your contributions to the goal. Hopefully Nick's getting his power back on. Well, let me see if I'll save this one and we'll see if Nick comes back. But let's power through the other ones real quick while he's not here. Who do you think has a bigger dick, CH Man or Aaron? That's an old reference. That's
such an old reference.
That's an old reference. Probably imagine Aaron. They're similar. CH Man used to get called Acorn Dick, I believe.
Yeah. It was very small.
And Aaron's a button. CH Man was an acorn.
CH Man used to wear like a plastic bag on his head.
Bagman for a while, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it CH Bagman?
He'd like look through the handle from his eyes.
Chris Benoit, okay. Doesn't the fact that Aaron was a snitch or a reporting party reinforce the harassment aspect of the revenge porn case? Yeah, see, yes. That something like that might be relevant. I don't know. A lot of judges wouldn't let any kind of stuff like that even into the case, but...
Yeah, it feels like introducing this aspect of him testifying against them works against him. Like, it just doesn't... Right. That's what I was trying to tell Nick.
Who wouldn't join a cocaine cult, says James Gartner. If you're going to join a cult, you know, one with benefits is probably more desirable. I would agree. Anonymous says, Aaron talked so much shit until Nick spoke out. He was on MLC moping when the arrest news came out. He did a podcast where acting like the hero. It's 100%.
He was the hero victim. He was like, it happened to him, but also... He stopped it before anyone else did.
Goldfall just still not getting it right.
Did Big Purple just say he was in a boat? You mean a barge? What sort of boat would support that slob? You okay, baby boy? Tonight, Mike David and Red Bar, new show. Redbar.net.
That's still he not did the website. Same thing
when I went to Europe. He's like, yeah, right. Like, you're going to fit on a plane. And then I just go to Europe and come back. It's your fat over and over and over again, but for money. It's like, you know.
Goldfolds is a HOMO.
Okay, I don't know about that. Anonymous says, Nick, estimate AI's moon. What? AI's moon's like Aaron's. Cup size. Aaron M. Holtz, moon's cup. Oh, you're trying to save money? AI. You can't do that. I'm not even putting that one back in the queue. You're too cheap. Minimal participation. At night, alone in his bed, does Mubi think he's a liar monster, or does he think the opposite? If he only believes what he says in the moment, is there ever any guilt or regret? I wonder this sometimes, like, if he... The way he acts and freaks out and spurgs and seethes about everything, he has to have at least one foot in reality and know that it's all shit. Because he loses it.
He has one foot in reality, but then he plays around with the facts in his mind until the next event happens. And then he figures out how to respond to it. I think he deludes himself. He has to. Otherwise, how do you keep going as himself? Like, I just don't know how it's humanly possible.
Nick, join with your phone. You can join up with your phone, you know. He's lying about the power going out. This guy always fucking lies. B. Smiley the Third. Aaron calls Nick his ex-boyfriend and as potentially criminal says, if you want Nick to be felted, you want a win for the toe. Sean's really a lawyer. But this is what a lot of the like Kiwi Farms people get stuck on. Is just like the truth is always some messy gray. It's never black. It's never white. It's always some weird yin-yang swirl of a little bit of this and a little bit of that. No one over here thinks Nick's a great guy in all of this. Like there's a lot of fuck ups.
He's done a lot of bad things. I think he was a bad dad for a good portion of last year. Hopefully
people deserve redemption. Right. And especially if they are contrite about it and do provable steps. The fact that Nick has his kids back, the fact that Nick took responsibility and took all the responsibility off of Kayla in April, all of these things show some sort of at least remorse. And, you know, it'll be interesting seeing going forward. Like, you know, if Nick gets arrested again for coke next year in a house full of kids and guns. Okay. But Aaron has had a year removed from this situation almost where he has not changed at all, no matter how much he talks about my old life. And whatever. And as a matter of fact, it's gotten more toxic and more damaging, hence the felony revenge porn charges, hence the violation of the HR. Like all these things, like it's building. It's not getting better for Aaron. It's getting worse.
It's never been worse for him legally, personally. Like it's just a really bad situation. And look, Nick and Aaron can both be like independent of each other as far as goodness and badness goes. Like just
I'm
because
I'm so glad Patrick has the courage to call out these Minnesota rubes in their embarrassing backwoods state. Unexpected power blackouts and pasta bucket truck stops. Jesus.
Yeah, but they can both be good. They can both be bad. Like it doesn't mean just because one's better, the other's worse. So, but these law tubers are just so butthurt about Nick that they think that Aaron being good means Nick is bad.
People make mistakes. People make mistakes. Some people are more risk averse than others. I don't think Moody would probably ever be caught with cocaine. Others amongst us have it. What's happened since? How do people change? How do people learn from their mistakes? And you see Aaron, and it's like, there is no learning. There is no, and a matter of fact, he keeps grabbing more people and throwing them into the crucible. His children, his current girlfriend. Scott, a local business owner. I mean, it's getting more and more crazy.
There's a fire and he's throwing more kindling on there, hoping that it smothers it. But it just keeps building. Like
part of it is a shield. He wants the attention to be gone off him. But again, Scott and your children and all this stuff, it doesn't take attention off of you. It makes the beacon brighter. It draws more moths to the flame, as it were, if you will. So, yeah, I find the whole thing insane. It's very fun. Cash has asked Nick if he... Oh, fuck. These were for Nick if he comes back. Sorry about that.
Funny stuff. Mr. Belvedere. Too bad you'll be dead from cigarettes and obesity before Aaron goes to jail. You okay, baby boy? Watch Red Bar tonight at 8.
That's Colin Madden doing a correct impression of Goldfalls. I like that.
He didn't give us the wrong URL, though.
No, and it made sense. It made sense. Debbie Babel. Sorry for the typos. Was driving when I wrote it. I meant to ask Nick for an estimate of Aaron's moobs cup size. Yeah. Do they hang or have pepperoni nipples? I'll save it.
We've seen them when he did the truffle shuffle. Like, you can see.
Oh, okay.
Right. Like, you can.
So, were they?
I think he's an A cup. Like, they weren't. He doesn't have tits, but there's something there.
Internet person, I think Aaron believes, fully believes he's a hero. revenge prawn against him. It's not a legitimate charge in his mind, just bad luck and an unfair technicality. You know, the thing about that is it's a woman he claimed to like be soulmates or whatever, or to love, to genuinely love. And he thought that they could have something. Remember, like there was a point where he was like, I'm meeting up with Kayla away from Nick. Like I had her come out. There was like a weird moment where I think he was trying to like steal Nick, yeah. Steal Kayla and be like,
to do to Nick what Nick did to him.
And of course that didn't work out, but yeah, I do think that it's weird that now he's like him and Kiki and Gina. They're all like, who did we hurt? Like, this isn't a real crime. This is horseshit. It's like, this is a woman you claim to have loved months ago.
It fits into his pattern of behavior that we see a lot. It's when he's got this useful idiot in his life, the way that he sees them, someone he can manipulate, he'll always try to bring them close and compliment them. As soon as they turn or they look like he's losing control of them, he'll turn on them and just start abusing them. Happened with Will Heron like a week ago. Where he was, Will Heron asked him a question. Bob Levy,
Shuley, Kevin Brennan, Chad, myself, Kiki, Gino. Yeah. We've heard him lash out at Johnny when someone tells him Johnny said something about, like, it doesn't Lenny, matter who Granny, it is.
Like, all of them, yeah.
It don't matter who it is. And you're not a real person.
So he was saying she's a soulmate, she's amazing. That's when they were still texting with each other. But as soon as it was very clear he lost her, that's when everything else came out and she was the worst.
People are liking him to Kevin Brennan or Stuttering John. They're the same way. Useful idiots. He surrounds himself with useful idiots.
That's how
he and Nick would often steal away down the hall. I loved how we openly talked shit about little coochie squirts. That's our funny nickname for my former betrothed.
He comes coochie squirt style because he's a pussy boy. What a wanker. My grand makes toad in the hole and bubble and squeak for me birthday. God save the queen, you crazy Welsh rarebit.
Yo. All these cum lust stories and tawdry tales, but none of you care to hear about the volumes and volumes of Mrs. C. Hooker lore. It hurts a gangster like me. I have juice stories.
I'm so beautiful with my cocaine welcoming wide nostrils and my dishwater mid hair color. My pussy crack bends sideways, Aaron. Learn to love yourself, baby boy. Pat will never break this bitch.
I don't know what's going on with them. I don't ask questions anymore. Minimal participation. Mubi tells himself he's the best heel in the biz, but truthfully, it's his horrible personality defect that people find unbelievable at every turn. I'm getting in the plane. In the plane.
That's a George Carlin thing.
Yeah. Does Ape have any real friends? It doesn't look like we're going to get Nick's going to come back. We're not going to get an answer to these. That's an interesting question. Cause you know, one of the things that happens in these toxic relationships is that Aaron wants her all to himself. This is again, why he made her quit the factory. He doesn't, there's a mistrust / insecurity. So like,
yes,
when women have girlfriends, the girlfriends aren't shy about like, you let him treat you like that. You let him talk to you like that. It's why I think Johnny, he's got this new girlfriend, you know, and I think
that's
after a while, this girl's going to be like, why do you let him fucking treat you like that? Anybody would do that if you're like genuinely care about the person.
Yep. He cannot get on with girlfriends of his friends because they'll tell him you're treating him badly. He doesn't want people like, he'll isolate them the same way he isolated April. Yeah. He did that.
Right. And he's got that thing again. He's got a millimeter of charisma. You know, he can win anybody over for a couple days or in small doses. The minute you're around him and hear him, or again, watch his show, same thing with Chad. It's like, ask any woman with a level head in our chat room. They're all going like red flags, red flags, red flags. They see it like immediately. So it's interesting when you think about like Slam Piece, like what's going on? Does she have friends? Does Slam Piece have friends?
You know how like Scott, when he was talking to the camera, he was talking about how he's in a law firm and his name's on the law firm and he used that to intimidate the internet. Yeah. He used that to try to intimidate the people on the internet. I think
That was that was? That didn't even come across.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's trying to say, look, I'm from this law firm and I'm a lawyer. Like, that's what he was doing. And I think in person in small town Minnesota,
anyone who super tipped a question for Nick will receive a full refund. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Yeah, I think for Aaron, he in person is more charismatic in small town Minnesota. He's tall, he's got a booming voice, and I think if he manages to isolate someone, he could do that like reality distortion field around them, and as long as they don't connect with other people, he can keep them under his control.
I'll never forget it. Could you see when Mubi was standing next to Scott, like he towers over him. Scott's like a kind of a little old guy. Mm-hmm. And I never got that at all. I'm a large imposing figure, but I used to be even like fucking fatter and bigger. And the manager of the Tampa Improv, his name was Bob, was a diminutive guy. He used to run around like he was just a smaller man. And as a new comic, I would always look up to him, kind of, you know, you're kind of scared of him. He's the GM. He makes all the decisions, who gets on stage, who gets booked. And I was talking to him one day and he kind of like took a step back and I was like, you're all right. And he's like, you're just like a big, imposing, like scary guy. And I'm like, I never think of myself like that. It blew my mind. I was just like, mm-hmm. Oh, people, I just, you know what I mean? Like, you don't feel your age or your size, really. You're just looking out through a pair of eyes and you don't really see the scene of like you and this guy next to each other. And when he told me that, I was just like, oh, like I worship the ground you walk on. You make the schedule. I whatever you want. I'm the underling here. Like, but I never thought about, you know, again, it's very basic, but it's the same type of thing. I'm sure Aaron, I'm going to buy the gym. He had keys. You know, Aaron pushed for all that. You know, Aaron, mm-hmm. probably pushes this guy around.
Look, I could just take care of this. Like, it's on my way home. Like, that's what it's when I go to the store, I can pop by here, make sure everything's fine. Like, he'll distort things, and he's probably pretty good at it.
Let's see if Goldfalds gets it right this time. I think he's got it.
Okay.
Let's see.
Hey, Mr. French, how many wings will you eat tonight watching Mike David? 50 plus me thinks. New Red Bar tonight. Redbar.net, be there.
Almost.
So almost close.
He's going to get it. I think he's going
to get it. Gold Flaps guy should lay off the leather working chemicals. It's the reason women don't want to date men anymore. He can't even get the Red Bar website right.
You think all that, those gross nails and stuff, it's from the leather working? It's just the.
It's wild that he is someone that's talking about how, like, you're diminutive, but when we found out he has a YouTube channel, everything went private. It was,
yeah,
yes. He does not want any attention.
We weren't even going to watch it. I didn't even try to pull it up. Chris Benoit, does Goldfolds know that Red Bar covering Melton helps Melton? I know Melton has known Mike David since they were in their 20s. I know Melt likes Mike. I think Mike's funny. I don't necessarily like Mike. I think there's probably some psychological issues and some social stuff. Like, I have social psychological issues, but I know he does. The question is, does Mike David have any friends? I think like that. He kind of prided himself on a guy who lived in a boarded. He wouldn't walk his dogs. He had two bathrooms and he wouldn't walk his dogs. He would let his dog shit in one of the rooms. Like, there was just shit caked on the floor and in the bathtub. And he had big dogs. Like, I'd never seen anything like it in my life.
Yeah. Have you listened to his boarding school story?
No.
It's wild. Like, he's the fact that he is like an adult that's able to have a long-term relationship with one person is amazing that he's gotten to that point. It's insane.
I've heard people say that, like, it's not true, or some of it's not true. Like, I think he was there, and there is a documentary. Someone sent me the documentary and told me that was the boarding
it's
school.
It's not the same.
I think I watched part of it.
Yeah.
Well, it was Elon.
There's another one where it wasn't Elon. There was another. We're thinking of
I'm talking about what I'm talking
right,
about.
Right, right.
Anyway, the point is, like, there's a documentary about that school.
Right.
Which I was like, I guess it was in like Maine or something, like upstate Maine, like remote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remote Maine.
Or Vermont or something like that. But either way, like very, very Pacific North. Either way, like, yeah, of course that shit fucks people up. But like, how long can you use that as an excuse in your life? Like, you got to make a decision at some point to like get the fuck over it. And you would think that you would want to treat people better than you were treated. I don't know. I guess there's two ways to go.
I don't think it's fair to apply anything like that on someone. It's the fact that he's where he's at and he's incredibly talented and is entertaining. Like that's amazing. Like that's, yeah. I don't think
the dude's definitely talented and funny 100%. I've never said anything other than that.
No matter what personal problems someone can have with him. And there's plenty of reasons to, he's incredibly talented and is like very capable of doing that stuff.
So Goldfold is upset about you saying he made his videos private.
Hey, Muzzy from Down Under. My Goldfold.com is not private. And neither is Redbar.net. Be there tonight. New Redbar.
Still no, your YouTube channel. YouTube. You took all your YouTube videos down the minute we pointed them out last Friday. if you have balls, put all your YouTubes back up so we can hear your gay voice. People are saying you have a gay voice. VIP coach Cyborganic, didn't Aaron break up April and some guy at the factory? If he could steal someone's girlfriend, maybe he was worried someone else would steal his. Yeah, and then he gaslighted people into thinking April was cheating on him with his friends, like Adrian Washington or something. Like it was
right.
That was a weird one. He's like, Devin Payment and I should get together. We were both used by this whore.
The Adrian Washington stuff where he said that she falsely accused him of touching her. To the point where he's got a cease and desist behind him from Adrian about that story. And he also said he'd take it down. But to this day, the Adrian Washington cease and desist is still there.
This is interesting to me. This is from Gary Menke, and that's a deep cut. Anybody in old school comedy will know Gary Menke. Can you do two spots for me for some Disney World tickets? The joke is Gary Menke never wanted to pay anybody cash for anything. He always had Taco Bell coupons or something he wanted you to do. And then, you would get there and you'd be double booked and he wouldn't pay you at all because we don't need you. It's like, well, I drove from Orlando 2 hours to Gainesville to do this show in a bar and a Holiday Inn. Fuck. So this was Gary Menke. And there's an error in Super Tips because it says here that this person has given $28,000.
What's going on? Right. This is there's a bug there where if there's someone who's paying anonymously, but they change their name,
it puts them
all into the same pot. So
all anonymous tips together combined have been $28,000.
That number that you're seeing is for all anonymous tips that have added a name.
Got it. Okay. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Mm. So we'll need to.
Yes.
That clarified. G-Rob, does Nick know if Aaron snitched and what started the police investigation? We'll have to ask him that next time. Doesn't look like he's coming back.
He says he's got tapes of Aaron speaking to the cops about the situation. Yes.
I guess as discovery, Nick has the body cam footage that everybody wants of the house. Nick has the interrogation audio of Aaron. Like, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear Aaron talking to the cop's voice. I want to hear Aaron doing his psychobabble. Aaron thinks he's smarter than the cops. Aaron thinks he's smarter than the prosecutor, the judge, his lawyer. He has said before, I'm probably a better lawyer than my lawyer at this point. He said that once. So, like, he also said he's probably a better therapist than his therapist. He does this. This is grandiosity at its finest. And I want to hear that tape of Aaron. It's like watching those Jim Can't Swim videos of the police interrogations where it's like a guy tries to outsmart a 200 IQ detective or some shit. And you're just
done this so many times before. Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, this guy's a fucking idiot. This guy's great. Goldfolds is back. Let's see if it were. This guy might be on the joke now.
Mr. French says I have a gay voice. You are adorable, fatty. And BTW, Sebastian Cabot, was married for 37 years and had 4 kids. My YouTube is public F, redbar.org.
Can you look up his YouTube? I don't know what his YouTube is. Can you check and see if he's put it back up? Because you definitely took it down.
People in the chat are saying they have.
I have multiple people say that you took it down. Ask Nick if he immediately knew Aaron was the rat. Same question. Yeah, I don't know if he immediately knew, but they definitely know now. And again, Aaron has said it over and over and over again. So I believe we know. We know. We didn't really get to any Steel Toe news this week.
Well, we got plenty of new Steel Toe lore drops. Yeah.
Got a lot of clippable moments. I guess there's still some of these. Let me knock these out real quick.
We take every turn as it comes.
As it were. Tell them you're dreaming. Is Camel Toe a one-minute type of boxer?
Right.
I don't know. He did get knocked down by a child in his second match.
It's not. They weren't talking about him boxing. They were talking about how long he lasts.
Okay, I get it now. Sorry, I went over my head.
Yeah.
Buck Nagin, member for 18 months. Nick, could Aaron star in a Peronis commercial? First of all, I'm sorry that we didn't get to these while Nick was on. Super tipping is the best way and the fastest way to get our attention on the program. These are an afterthought. These YouTube things, we don't even remember that they come in. Hell L, member for 21 months. If Aaron pees with morning wood, do it go back to his face? He's got a boomerang cock? Oh, crikey.
That goes up. I think upwards would be the worst direction. Everything else is manageable, but upwards is...
You have to do his own face.
He'd have to do a handstand.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was. They were saying Peronis, like the beer?
There's that...
I don't know what Peronis is.
There was that medical condition that we were talking about before.
Yeah, I don't know.
I forgot what it was for, though.
Kip Smith, member for 21 months. Nick, over under on Aaron's piece is 6 inches. I took the under. Did I win? I don't know. Did you see him celebrate yesterday when he looked up cock sizes?
It was...
It's like, is that how you box?
Yeah, it was.
Is that how you box?
5.1 to 5.5, and he was very happy about that. So I'd take the under.
It was fucking amazing. Watching those moves, he did this little like.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, okay.
It looked like I knew that it was going to be a Cardiff's Kids painting that we'll see at Hackamania as soon as he did it. Him yelling.
Cardiff's Kid. Oh, Nick's back in the chat, but he can't join the fucking thing to say goodbye to people. You cuck. Can you make one that, like, when you turn it, it animates? That's what I want. Like one of those two-tone paintings, or maybe you can do like a red and blue so that you can put 3D glasses on and it changes or something. JB50, how much do you think all this is costing Aaron?
It's a great question. It's going to be a lot. He's hired so many lawyers, and he was talking about going to a civil lawyer for the defamation as well. Like, where's this money coming from?
Can you imagine if somebody sued him for continually calling them a pedo? Like how full his hands would be?
That because he's got his current criminal one, the felony. He's also got the Safe Sport one, which he's hired a lawyer for, supposedly.
He said that? See, I missed this. He said he hired a lawyer for the Safe Sport thing?
Scott said he had hired a lawyer for the Safe Sport thing. In that email to you? Or the email you showed
Movie
us.
Movie Scrimp.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That shows you how much I'm paying attention to all this stuff. I should know that if I wrote the email.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you for the membership, FKA the Ghetto Basement. Appreciated. Fred, the coordinator, member for 15 months. Wasn't Nick a Warhammer 40K nerd? What the heck happened? Is that a video game?
No, Warhammer 40K is it's the one where you like paint. It's a tabletop game where you paint the figures, and it's so expensive. Like, you have to have rich parents in order to get into Warhammer 40K.
I have to get naked while taking a shit. Otherwise, I piss all over my own chest.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's he's tired of getting his shoes wet. Holy shit. Those made-up Streamlabs PayPal Venmo donations. Yes.
Yeah.
Stephanie, thank you for the 25 bucks. Stephanie. Citizen M, member for 23 months. Mike Redbar is my friend. Yes, redbar.net. Check it out. Dusty, member for 12 months. Aaron is a crooked SOB in more ways than one. Yeah. In more ways than one. Well, we didn't get through any fucking clips. We didn't talk about Rumble.
Rumble? Didn't talk about the granny. the granny refund.
Let's end with one clip. I know we're over time. Do you have time?
Yeah, I can.
Couple
I can
minutes.
Stick around for a bit.
Let's just do this. I predicted. How do we do it? I predicted this morning would be full with tech problems.
Right.
And I told people to be watching. And Aaron fired up Rumble Studio today. And oh, what happened?
Situations. The law is inadequate.
Fuck, I gotta remember how to do this.
In order to shame its inadequacy,
hold on. It's
necessary to act out.
File! See the Rumble Studio logo?
Yeah,
we're on
he's
girl.
Kept the...
There we go. Anytime. Rumble.
Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to the Steel Toe Morning Show. I'm Aaron.
Look at his face.
We are going to have to change a couple of things up.
The audio is messed up.
The audio is, yeah, but that's him. That's yeah. how. That, this is how it is on Rumble. That's the quality.
I think we're gonna have to bump up some volumes and stuff. We're gonna have to make a couple of changes for Rumble Studio, but so far so good. Welcome to the program. So much to do today. So much to talk about. You know, I hate to say. I told the chat before the show. I said, "Look, we're using Rumble Studio." And oh, they're saying you're slightly garbled.
Slightly garbled.
Oh, your mic sounds terrible. It isn't good.
This guy thinks he's going back to radio.
I just want to talk about how he wrote that Q backwards on fuck you, dude, behind him.
Oh, whoa.
Look at that fuck you, dude.
Yeah. Hold on. I just zoomed in on the StreamYard instead of the actual.
Yeah. Hold on. So, capital F.
It's bad. Yeah. It's,
go through all of the letters.
It's like his dick. It's going the wrong way.
Capital F, lowercase a, that is as big as an uppercase letter.
By the way, lowercase, this is a four. This is a four.
That's a four.
That's a four.
Lowercase h. Capital Q with the stalk going the wrong direction. Capital D.
This says dildo. Dildo. Yeah, at least this only cost $165.
That's insane.
Ace used to be a fan of this program, if you remember, and we used to call him our poorest listener because he would only give $5 at a time. He's over there dumping hundreds on the toe. Look what he gets.
Isn't he all capital letters, though? Ace is, like, all capitalized when he donates.
Yeah.
Why is Ace not capitalized, but fuck you, dude, has a...
There's no difference between capitals and non-capitals to Aaron.
Right.
Like, in Aaron's... look at this. Yeah, I guess he can do upper and lower A's.
Huh. Yeah. Fuck
and
you,
then,
dude,
and
as
then
well.
I'm glad this guy's just hidden behind the mic arm the whole show.
Great duckling.
Great duckling. This is great. This is fucking dope.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Every show in the first minute. Oh boy. It's not going well.
I don't want there to be shit. I don't want shit sounds. Shut up.
This is not good.
And then he fixes it. So you cut to, hold on, 30 minutes later. Right around here. Why won't it click? I'm clicking on the time. Rumble sucks. Oh, it's because Stoney's bar is behind it, and on a Mac, it tries to select that text. It's a great feature. For like copy and pasting text out of a picture, but there needs to be something to activate it. But I gotta shrink it in order to like right around fucking hell. It's so annoying. Like it's again, it's a great feature, but
purpose because of that. Oh no, but it sounds like I was a lot smarter then than I am now. I should have listened. Well, I mean How is there no audio for Mandolin Rain? But when I was playing the intro. So wait a minute. Now, tell me if you can hear this. If I play this.
Well,
is that playing?
We're waiting.
Why does he do everything on the show? Like, do it
it's
beforehand.
Nuts.
Stream to a... Make a throwaway account and stream to that channel. Make sure it's good, and then go to your main
look
one.
At that, look at that lip bite. That's a new one. This is like a sexy come-hither bad boy look.
It's a... If you cover up half his face... If you cover up half his face, it looks like he's got Bell's palsy. You know, like one
which
half of his
top or bottom.
What the no, like vertically. One half of his face is a neutral expression.
Hold on, let me try to do it.
So that half is a pained expression.
Okay.
Right? Hold and on, then if me, you go to the other half,
let me do the other
it's hold a on. Neutral expression.
Hold on, I gotta do this just right. This is going to take some finessing. And then let me scroll. Fuck, went too far. All right. Fuck, a little more.
A little bit.
We'll get it. We'll get it. I thought you were saying just do the bot. Like,
No. It's the
let me get rid of the, you know, get rid like, of the whole upper half.
It's like when people lose control of half of their face and they can only smile from one side. Like,
right.
That's...
Stroke that's victim.
Right.
But they're saying that's not playing at all.
Huh.
Uh-huh. Because it's playing on the Rodecaster. It's playing on OBS. But yet.
Biting nails.
So. Well, this isn't good.
Nope.
This is bad news bears then. Yeah.
What do we do?
Shit.
How do we fix
this? Well, that's weird because I have the Rodecaster as our default audio. Oops, I turned off the camera. Oh, shit, that's not good. Huh. Well, that is not good for a Rumble Link Friday. to quote Hulk Hogan, that's not going to work for me, brother. Broke alcoholic goes outside. Well, I'll tell you this. It's Rumble Link Friday, so who gives a shit about the live reads and all that stuff if we can't play the links?
So he's 30 minutes into this show. Guess how many live reads he's done?
Zero.
But he was going to make $250 a show, and he's thinking about going Rumble only both Thursday and Friday now. Because someone at Rumble told him, dude, with your audience, 72 thumbs ups on this video, by the way.
Did that someone have the email address of info@rumble.com?
No, I think that it was mershcomedy@gmail.com.
Right. Turd Burglar says Rumble Studio is a total game changer. Yeah.
He said, I looked into it. I got Rumble Studio. This is going to be awesome. He said that on his show the day before.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to have to fuck around a little with this Rumble Studio again.
Oh,
I tested it out. It was good.
What does he mean by that?
I'm not a fan of that. Because like we have this girl looks like a fantastic. Look at this little train wreck. Doesn't she look nice? We got this little train wreck that someone wants me to check out. I'd love for you guys to be able to hear that. We got...
Show us some more things that we can't hear that you wish we could.
A Cinderella Man clip coming out. Fuck.
A Cinderella Man clip? God damn it.
He's also got a Rodecaster, which is having the desktop audio piped through it, but not being added to the mix. You can just add that to the mix.
He doesn't know what that means.
Right.
Right. He doesn't even understand probably that there's different mixes or like.
Why even have a roadcaster? Just buy a USB microphone and use that. Like, you don't need.
How would he play sound clips? That's the only way to play sound clips with your roadcaster colored buttons. Yeah. That's how you play sound clips, idiot.
True. It is a $1,000 sound clip machine.
Yep. You know what I always say? For every problem, there is a solution.
I gotta find the stuck in a solution. Polycule where nobody likes you, turn them in.
And for this Rumble Studio problem, this specific problem.
He's holding his lip. I've never seen anybody do this in their life. He's literally holding his lip.
The solution is very clear. Hold on. Wait a minute. Playing two audio on Rumble Studio.
Now we're Googling.
So the solution
to audio, whatever that means. This is going to yield some great Google results.
Playing two audio.
I need to play two audio.
I'm going to search that.
To play two audio tracks simultaneously, you would need to import both audio files into the timeline and position them to play at the same time. However, Rumble Studio itself does not have a built-in feature to directly overlay multiple audio tracks like some dedicated audio editing software.
So you can't do it. But then how does Mersh...
There's an external... Well, this is... Oh, for shit's sake. Live stream.
Did you just Google live stream?
He's Googling.
Holy shit.
Podcast. This is his main job.
Well, and he just asshole. Googled
live stream.
Well, this man, asshole.
This man needs to do his show twice a day so that he can pay off his mortgage and his child support, and he is Googling live stream.
Look. The Rodecaster is a very robust tool. You can do a lot with it. Does it do as much as the Allen and Heath QU16 I got rid of? No. Does it do plenty? And are there other ways to do the things I did on that? 100%. Does it glitch out?
You can do a lot with a Rodecaster.
Yeah, absolutely.
He can't get it. He cannot figure it.
Because, yeah, every piece of audio I play. So when I play it here.
Right now, the music is playing.
Now he's garbled the audio again.
I know exactly what's happening. He has some.
Don't say it. Right. Let him do it.
All right.
You got to. All you people need to stop helping. You know, the people who like emailed him this better logo and cleaned it up. Stop helping. Stop. By the way, thank God, like the people who are inclined to help him still suck because they're still like
black
in all the like, thank God they're all the people who even help suck. But like, yeah, don't give him tip. You could say it and it still won't get fixed. Go ahead. It's like gold folds. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. All right. Rumble Studio. I've never downloaded Rumble Studio, but I would assume Rumble Studio found that people were having a lot of background noise in their
skin of OBS or Wirecast or something.
So by default, there's going to be a setting in there that says isolate audio or like turn down background noise. And he's got that switched on. So when he's fed his mix into there and it's playing the audio in the background,
I don't think it's trying to bring it down. I don't think that's it at all because you would hear some, a little bit would leak through and you'd hear it like trying to do it.
But that's what's happening here. As soon as he played that, it garbled his voice.
No, he's not playing stuff now. He's just talking. Look.
He's playing when I play that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, he's playing something. So there's loud music playing and he's...
You guys can't hear that.
Yeah.
Chew that finger and think about it.
Well, that sucks. A good old big fat...
He turned it off. Literally, that sucks. He's talking with a finger in his mouth. This guy thinks he's going back to radio. I can't.
Bag of dicks. But damn, thank you very much for the $20. Can't hear it. And when you hit play, your voice goes to shit. Okay.
All right.
See?
Okay.
So is the intro music in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. When I play audio.
Apology accepted.
Or when I play.
Apologize.
Other video. You can't hear the video and my voice sounds like shit. Well, this
audio.
Is
Google it. Settings. Google audio voice settings. Goes to shit when play audio live stream.
All just terrible news. We could, you know what we could do? We could add a source.
We could.
We could. It's not going to matter. Adding a source isn't going to change anything.
No.
Shit. Mild says you're using OBS, right? No, I'm just using plain Rumble Studio.
Got it. Look at it. I mean, look at him. I've never seen a guy touch his face weirdly more.
Well, we're not going to get that figured out today. And we got Vadam throwing $20 at us at a time.
What are you going to do?
So I think the best course of action, I think, would be to show.
I had the finger on the cheek.
Down right now and to go live on OBS so that we can play everybody's links today. I don't think that we should. We'll debut Rumble Studio another day. It does seem like it's dog shit.
Yesterday was going to be awesome. The people at Rumble personally invited him to do it.
And he also tried
it out previously. He also said the same thing about Rumble like a year and a bit ago about how terrible it was. And then it's suddenly good.
I keep hitting my buttons on my normal thing and I forget how to unshare this. Hold on. I want to show you the comments on the show. And I didn't know this. You have to sign in to Rumble. Into the Rumble website to see comments.
All right.
You cannot see comments.
We'll get it
on Rumble. Unless you, hold on, let me go to Steel. So then he restarts the show. This is the 4-hour show. And I want to show you the comments on this. Fuck, I'm doing it again the normal way. Okay. So he restarts the show. Let's go down. Again, 74 thumbs ups, 26 down. That's a hell of a ratio. 74 up, 26 down. And this isn't an estimate like the YouTube ones. This is the actual thumbs down number. Yeah. Two comments. Now, again, he thinks he gets 1,400 views. Two comments, 72 thumbs ups, two comments. First time ever listening, too many gay jokes. Also, I was uncomfortable with the videos the gay people sent in. Tried to laugh, but it became cringe after a while. 5 out of 10. This guy's chat is like a Klan rally filled with Hitler, racist, and homophobic jokes.
I'm not sure if you saw
those. Comments. Those are all the comments on a 4-hour show.
He flipped accidentally to his chat and showed it, and it was just slurs. Like, the whole chat is just saying slurs. But, yeah, when you have a show, you've got, like, 200 comments easily.
Well, we have 323 thumbs ups on this, right. On this show that we're watching now. And just so people know, let me go to my document here. I had one link on, I think, our buddy 2CramSambo has a thing on Reddit where he's talking about copyright and like how copyright works.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to have to go. Sorry. Say what you were going to say.
Well, I'm just saying that were you getting personal emails from Rumble because of your 200 thumbs ups on YouTube?
No, they never, I never got contacted by Rumble, but again, I don't get the 1400 that, Aaron gets. Oh no, it was on our Discord. Oh fuck, I loaded it up. I'm dumb. I loaded it in StreamYard so we could play it.
Okay.
I actually prepped and now I'm like, where is it? Because I never prepped.
You've over prepped. Yeah, it's throwing you off.
Oh yeah, I loaded up some great stuff in here. think
this... We've got to get to all that, but in order to do that, we've got to knock out that goal of $135. So if you're feeling generous...
Hold on. Where is it? Maybe I didn't load it. God damn it. This show sucks. This show sucks.
I know what you're talking about. But basically, in the terms of service of Rumble, it says you're not allowed to
play and copyrighted music. Someone posted a clip on our Discord this morning that I definitely fucking pulled and just don't know where it is because I'm just incapable. But he basically says, like, no, that's why we do Rumble, is because there's no copyright and there's no you can say anything you want. And it's literally like he doesn't understand that copyright is a law. He doesn't get. He thinks that YouTube made up copyright.
Mm.
Like I.
He's probably thinking, if only I'd sent that picture of Kayla on Rumble, I'd be fine.
Right? Just Jewel. Aaron had to do a victory lap after Googling the average size of a penis because no woman ever gave him such a reaction with something he can cover with one hand. Again, him walking in with one hand over a stick is insane.
And how he said that he measured it against a remote and it came up to 9 was funny.
No, he didn't say that. I said that.
Did she measure it against a remote? I made up the 9 thing. Right.
Yeah, I made up like, because he said a girl in college measured his dick with a remote and then told him the number. And I was like,
right.
That's not... The numbers on a remote aren't measurements, so I don't know what that, like, oh, I went all the way to source.
I love the non-standard measurement. It's like, my dick is Q-W-E-R-T, quirt.
half a donut as big as your head long.
right.
All we hear is Radio Gaga. Yes, 100%.
That son of a bitch, Aaron. I knew he had my Roadcaster. How am I supposed to make whipping noises now?
And you can get it back for the low, low price of a mason jar filled with your semen. Get to stroking, big boy.
I love everybody's big boy and baby boy. Silence Duga. Thank you, Edinburgh and Mikey, by the way, for that comment. Silence Duga, do you know if he did any of the Rumble reads? Him talking about their email last night had me dying. No, he did none of the Rumble reads.
He couldn't work it out.
And by the way, he did 30 minutes. So that leads me to believe, no, like, they come up as, like, offers. Like, while you're broadcasting, like, they'll periodically pop up throughout your broadcast. Merch just told us how this all works. And he's told us that you get $9, $13, whatever it is. And I'm sure it's algorithmically based on how many people are watching at the time or whatever. But that leads me to believe that in 30 minutes, he didn't get any. He would have done it. 100%. He would have been like, oh, we got our first Rumble read. You know, he would have 100%.
Do you think Rumble will work its way up the top donations? Like, will he count that as one of the people?
No, none of this ever goes back to the goal. We never hear anything about merch money going back to the goal, like he said was going to happen. None of that ever occurs.
There was one thing that happened about money. Very quickly, I wanted to bring it up. He said that when Granny went to rehab, he had a show where he said, let's raise some money for Granny, or let's do this for Granny. Let's do the goal for Granny. And Granny confronted him about that and said, where's my $150 that you raised for me while I was in rehab? Aaron said, I don't think I did that, but here's $150. And allegedly he deleted the show. Granny saying that, but I don't know. I can't point to a show that doesn't exist. But Aaron said, as long as there's a question about it, I don't want that out there. And therefore, I'm going to be paying Granny back because I want it off my back. It's great. Personally, I think that is a great thing that Aaron is doing, that he is settling debts that he thinks people have. One thing I would like to remind people about is this one, if you can accept this.
Hold on. Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to find the...
About 9 years ago, Aaron set up this fundraiser to help the veterans, right? And he raised $2,222 for it.
Too much.
He has not provided any evidence whatsoever that this money has gone to the veterans. If you ask him about it, he doesn't bring it up. He refuses to talk about it. And you're supposed to take it at his word that he did that. So I think there's a lot of questions about whether he actually raised money for veterans. enough so that we should probably just... Well,
people have contacted and asked, was there any donation that year from an Aaron Imholt, an April Imholt, a Steel Toe, a morning show? Was there an anonymous donation in that amount? This is for accountability purposes. And this person checked multiple times and got multiple people at the organization. Every time, no, this money was not given to the organization. And he plays dumb about it because somebody did ask him, and he plays dumb about it.
Yeah. So ask him about this. Ask him to show proof, or if he hasn't shown proof, what's better than donating another $2,222 to the veterans? That's a good cause.
Yes, because look, with these things, as Aaron knows, it's better when called out for him. Just if it's questionable, just pay it. Just like he paid Granny. He wasn't sure, but he paid Granny because he doesn't want those kinds of accusations. This is veterans. This is him actually stealing money from veterans. He's no better than Chad Zumach.
Maybe he did. We don't know. There's reasonable questions as to whether he took that money for himself or not.
I'm saying it. I'm saying you're a professional. I'm not. He stole it.
There's also the money that he promised that he would donate to Nick's kids while Nick was arrested. He said any money he's making through Steel Toe, he's going to donate to Nick's kids. When he found out he couldn't do that, he said he'd donate to a charity, and he's never shown any.
No,
he's
he
collected money for my starving children.
There we go.
Never donated it. Where's the fucking money, Aaron? Where's the money, Kickstand?
Kickstand? Start calling him Kickstand. Holy shit.
Coach, first of all,
that implies his dick is very long. He probably will own that and go like, yeah, it's like a third leg. Thanks, Nick. Very cool for calling out how long my leg is. Or how long my dick is. Sorry. I got this from a listener a couple weeks ago. And let's just call this guy M. Hello, Patrick. I'm not sure if you're interested, but I have a little information on Scott Kelm. Scott was my fifth grade football coach back in 1993. He was a pretty intense coach considering we were like 10 years old. He would yell at us constantly. His favorite terms, and this checks out, is you guys are lollygagging.
Yes.
And dinking around.
what you're
dinking around, you lollygagging pansies.
That's checks so funny. Out. Yeah.
Needless to say, the parents weren't too pleased with his approach. After he got some complaints from the school, he addressed it one day after practice. He told us that our parents were getting up there in age and maybe they weren't hearing too well. Anyway, he wasn't our coach for the following year. I had a membership at his gym before, and I haven't been there for a couple years. The weight room is so packed with random equipment that it's hard to move around. I am not sure about the specifics, but in 2005, Scott was involved in some kind of scan regarding pull tabs, and it resulted in St. Cloud Boxing being split up into two different clubs.
The Golden Gloves one and the Downtown is like the two different ones.
Well, there's Mr. Jim's, but that's in Foley.
That's, yeah.
I don't know what pull tabs are. Isn't that like some kind of lotto thing?
Yeah,
or something?
So pull tabs are like a paper version of what do you call them? The ones where you pull slot machines. So you pull them, you buy one, you pull it, and you see whether the logos match, the icons match.
Cool. So we need to find that. In 2005, he was involved in some kind of scam regarding pull tabs. It resulted in St. Cloud Boxing being split up into two different clubs. I know Scott likes black ladies. Jesus Christ. As he told me, he likes a little chocolate in his milkshake.
Oh, that would be as risque as he said. Like he doesn't.
I like a little chocolate in my milkshake, as it were, if you will. I actually do like Scott, but the fact that he associates with Aaron annoys me. I've never seen Aaron in person. I think he started boxing relatively recently. Aaron makes it even more embarrassing to be from St. Cloud. Aaron is not that well known in St. Cloud. Most people don't know who he is, of course. I enjoy your show very much. Thank you for the laughs. I'd rather you didn't use my name in any of this. I'm glad I said M. P.S. AI Scott needs some work. No, it does not.
He might think it needs work because he's from Minnesota and knows Scott, but that's what Scott sounds like to us, garbled through Jonathan Geyser's videos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which,
I love the tech talk. May I add something? We are now testing this out for proper modulation. The electric eye, which is a green type of tube, will open and close as we record.
I'm not kidding. I never know what this guy's talking about.
I have no idea.
No one spends more money to make no sense.
Sorry, it actually takes talent to miss that much.
Right.
Like
right.
Even Chad and Joey say things. Ray says things that make sense sometimes. Right. But yeah, this Jonathan Dyer has stopped. Didn't stream Thursday. The last thing he streamed was the boxing match that Aaron wasn't at.
Well, the theory is that Scott's finally had enough and realized, like, I don't want to keep going down this road. He told Aaron not to come to the Aaron wasn't at the boxing match. We've seen footage of it. We know Aaron was not at the boxing match on Saturday, which he said he was going to go help out, give pointers, and set up. And we also know that he wasn't. Again, someone, Agent O, called the gym last night and said there was a family emergency. Could they speak to Aaron Imholt?
And he wasn't there.
And they said he's not here. So
I think he's streamed evidence. That's what happened. They streamed evidence of them violating safe sport again.
Right. Scott said in the video he's been helping out and coaching.
Yes.
Scott said he's been coaching.
And in that same video, at the beginning of it, Quad showed this as well on his show, that he was coaching someone. He was coaching someone at the start of that stream.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Ladies and gentlemen, it's been this little piggy for this week. I'm going to do a Nobody Likes Onions very quickly after this. Hold on. Gold Folds is back.
I told you not to be stupid, you moron. Red Barnett.
He has to be doing it on purpose. I don't believe that this is real.
Like, yeah, he sent in redbar.org. So, like, right. He knows he's a dummy. Like, but, like... But he can't turn it off. Like, I defy you, and I'll give you one more minute to do it. Write a coherent sentence and a coherent thought. I dare you to do it. Don't do garbled nonsense. Don't do all caps. Don't misspell stuff. Don't get things wrong. I dare you to make a complete sentence and a complete thought that everyone can get. Go. And it has to be a $20 chatter. I won't read it. I'm going to do an NLO right after this just to upset Doom, who's betting that I wouldn't do over three shows this week. We do have a members only show tonight, and on the members only show, we'll be going over all of the Rumble clips and stuff that I pulled for this program that we didn't get to. Thanks to Nick Riceda for coming on and providing a lot of insight into Aaron. Again, love or hate him. It is fascinating.
I think
it's fascinating.
Once he gets sentenced, there's going to be so much more stuff that Nick can tell us, and I'm excited about that.
He did it. Gold Falls did it. You ready?
Yeah.
Wutru sang.
I think I'm starting to like Gold Falls.
When you're good, you're good.
He's so good.
Members only show tonight, and I do want to remind everybody, Hackamania, we don't know for sure if Nick's coming out to this. He hasn't, like, 100% confirmed. It seems likely. He's told people, like buy your tickets. I'm going to be there. So, I don't know.
He's told the judge that he wanted to be there, and the judge said it looks
but
fine.
But look, idiot, he's not on the lineup officially. I'm not promising him to be there or anything. But, yeah, get your tickets, hackamania.com, promo code NLO. To save some money. Moody, thank you so much. Brilliant as always. Apologies for getting that thing wrong about the audio. You were dead right. I was wrong. You're smart. I'm stupid. Right. What is that from?
That's from Matilda.
I'm stupid. No,
I'm smart.
No.
You're dumb. I'm right. You're wrong.
No,
big. You're small.
I'm not thinking of that. Right. Oh, it's Adam Sandler. It must be Billy Madison. And he's like, you're pretty. I'm not attractive. Like, there's one. I'm thinking of an Adam Sandler thing. Anyway, neither here nor there. Thank you, Moody. Go, you're coming to the States.
Yeah, I'll be in the States. I'm not sure. I'm trying to take my Roadcaster and stuff with me, but I might be working, and this might be my last show for, like, 3 weeks. So,
well, maybe I'll come out and meet you in California, and we can do it. We'll do it together. And you're not, I don't mind driving 3 hours to hang out with one of my best Kiwi friends. We can't dock. Hold on. He's back again.
www.twerusisying.
That actually made more sense.
There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toe slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April's script to Aaron's glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble now. This little piggy's begging for dollars. And this little piggy's show. From revenge porn to felony, it's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent, his empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat, Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube, this little piggy's on Rumble. Piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.